Fighters, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 20.
I haven't heard from you. Do you hate? Why didn't you
reply? Did you block me?
Yes, what are you?
I just asked you a question 3 seconds ago. God, he's not even responding. You hate me, Gavin. You and your greaser ways. The confusing necklace looks like it's a tattoo with a necklace at the same time. No?
Okay.
I got you there, Dawson. You're fine. You're okay.
Are you Amy Pond now? What the hell?
I don't get it.
This is the cough episode.
Okay.
Tomorrow's the wheezing episode.
But where is the Charbuck episode?
Charbuck? There used to be a teacher. No, with my ninth grade English teacher, her name was Miss Eakins. But I would call her Miss Eakins. So her name's Miss Eakins.
Is your husband Mr. Arbuck? That's fun. So,
Charbuck. Charbuck.
That's not your name, Arbuck. Get it right.
Charbuck. He's trying to tell the world, and they're like, "Oh, your name's Arbuck." No, Charbuck. Oh, Arbuck. Son of a bitch. My name was taken.
Poor Arbuck.
He's like the gentleman in Pokemon that no one get his name right.
Steven.
Is it Steven? What is it really?
It's Stefan.
Oh.
Or they call him Stefan or Steven or
Stefan.
Oh, there's something totally wrong because they're assholes.
George. Don George.
Oh god. Kevin does like an unbelievable
Don George.
Right there. I can like feel like he has a mustache when we talk. It's like Teabag. Teabag for live action Don George.
Okay, we're gonna go have a Pokemon battle to decide.
Son of a bitch, that's good. It's like Elmo levels of creepy.
So anyway, on to the one-ups.
Yeah.
Okay, so why did I get anything?
There it is, Narcissa Malfoy.
I don't think I got anything this week. Today, I got my 3 terabyte external hard drive.
Well, goddamn, Brian, what do you think?
Named it Messiah.
We on that
I did name
Messiah?
It Messiah.
Son of a bitch, I know too well.
It's sitting right next to Vengix. I think my computer's fucked.
Like, it's going to be hilarious. Like, oh, what's that, Brian? This is my papa, Messiah.
Papa
you should
Messiah.
Get a sign that just points and says Papa, Messiah.
The next one, what you going to name the next one to get? Skynet? What are you doing?
Brian is Skynet.
I'm scared.
Flash drives
yeah.
named? I think my flash drives are named, I think, like, Speedor, Datus. As the ones I remember off the top of my head.
Mine's uncreative. I just call it my flash drive. You should name them Enter and Escape.
I should.
Well, my hard drives are all, like, my books, so they're all just left as my book. Which confuses the computer, so there's just varying levels of capitalization.
That's no fun. So, I got Messiah today. Oh, I got my iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that happened last
week. You stood in line at 4 in the morning to get an iPhone.
Well, I was in line, and then they wouldn't let us in the mall, so we had to stand in line to get in line. And the people in the back at 5 o'clock when the mall was opening to go stand in line thought it would be awesome to just make a mad dash for it. So it turned into this big, like, mess, because the entryway to the mall was under construction, so there was only 2 small paths, and this big
trampled.
Crowd of people going, and then it just kind of got stuck.
It was a competition to see who wanted to charge their phone first before they could use it.
But it didn't, you know, it took like an hour and a half after they opened to get through the line and get everything set up, and I had to call my aunt so we'd pay the phone bill, but that was fun. So yeah, that's...
You're very silly, Shukun Shinobi.
Actually, all that happened.
Really? Mine's gonna be even more boring.
Oh, I traded some extra Ranger keys with this guy for one of those little tiny DK complete forms in the figure arts box from that one advent calendar from like 3 years ago.
Did you go to a swap meet? What happened?
It was on HCU. He's like, I'm willing to trade this for things. I'm like, well, I got an Aubrey killer key I don't need anymore.
Well.
He's like, I want that. Give me your key. And he's like, okay.
Conway has an accent.
That was fun. I got that. That's all that's happened. I haven't found anything at the... I found Gravitak in forums, but I didn't buy him.
Why not?
I'm severely poor right now.
Oh, okay.
Bought an iPhone.
Oh, yeah. But it's forearm. He's like, I look like I'm from Osmosis Jones as well. And Gravitak is like, I'm not painted properly in any form. So that's fun.
If Shock Squash was there too, I might have bit the bullet, but...
Because he's like, Shock Squatch, okay.
You shouldn't bite bullets. They're metal, Canadian. And they might hurt your teeth.
Shock Squatch is Canadian. That's what makes him cool.
Why is Shock Squatch Canadian?
Because he's a Robin Sparkles fan. He's on Facebook. Shock Squatch likes Robin Sparkles. Speaking of Robin Sparkles, that's pretty much what I
don't know you,
Sev. Is that all I've got? I didn't find anything in the store, no shippings. I just bought the How I Met Your Mother soundtrack on iTunes. So now when I go to the mall today to buy things, I can play Let's Go to the Mall Today. Can also play two versions of You Just Got Slapped. Nothing Suits Me Like a Suit. The Bangity Bang song. Barney's version of the opening. It's all very exciting. Marshall versus the Machines. Super Date. That song Marshall made for like inviting people to events. It's very fun. But yeah, the only store adventure I had was tearing out this box of Mega Bloks to search through the codes for the Super Green. And I'm like, oh, they don't have it. And then I found out there's like a second or third set of codes. I'm like, son of a bitch. So I'll have to go back at some point. And
the code was taken.
So yeah, that's about it. Just... go to the mall today.
I think it's your turn, Kevin.
It's my turn. Wonderful.
Very indecisive accent.
I finally received my Garuda, please, in the mail from HLJ. That was a very fun day for me. I opened the box. I was somewhat surprised to see that it's the size of my iPad, the little red box, tray, I guess we'll call it, that the Play Monster sits on. But it's kind of fun. He's adorable. I'm glad to have that second ring. And then last night, HLJ managed to score some more Wizard Drivers, and I decided that despite the fact that it's only 10% off, that I would go ahead and bite the big one and
pick one
up. He liked being bit. He's into that kind of thing.
You seen how he dresses? Looks like Kramer in his pimp suit. Kramer for American Big One.
Yeah, so I got me a Wizard Driver. I paid them for it. It should be on the way in probably about a week or so. So you know how HLJ is.
Box up an item and ship it out. Apparently,
it does. You know, I mean, I don't try to understand HLJ's methods. I mean, it's a mystery to me. I mean, I try not to criticize because you never know, they could decide to like ban me for life, like Matt. So,
hashtag Gobo! So exciting, Matt. I need to generate some excitement.
But, and then I got my copy of the Avengers today. That was fun. In fact, when we went, I went with my sister, and we got myself a copy, her a copy, and then we got a worth $70 copy from Best Buy.
Like, well, I get that one, but
case with the lenticular cover and no. No, Sound Out and his Fisher-Price toys owe me money. Not letting that go at all. Not letting the Fisher-Price toys thing go. But while we were checking out, apparently it turns out, I'm not sure if it was a guy or a girl. My sister said it was a girl. It sounded kind of like a girl, but it looked like a dude. So I'm really not sure what it was.
They hit on
But no. Oh. We're trying to buy like 5 or 6 copies of each version of the movie that were being sold, supposedly for like a red box or something. And they were like, yeah, you can't do that. So that was fun. And insane. What else? Did I get anything else? I don't think I did. I finished season 1 of Clone Wars. I'm on season 2. I've been watching a bunch of Doctor Who.
Trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. But yeah, I've started the Deathly Hallows portion of this Harry Potter game. That's fun. But yeah, I think that's about it. I haven't got anything else except my Garuda, and it's kept me occupied like a child for days. So yeah, I'm gonna say that's it for the onesies.
Does the laugh track have any onesies?
Oh well, stand back for my epic list. I think I might have bought lunch this week.
I should be insulted. Like,
fuck yeah, you bought lunch?
Yeah, I think it might have been Jimmy John's. I'm not sure.
How dare it not be Subway?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Should be. Oh my god, there's a lot of guards. Give me your axe.
Other than that, I've just kind of been working and planning.
Snorting coke? Yeah, that happens.
Like, you know, just planning stuff like a local D&D game, but that's kind of showing how much of a nerd I am now, so.
He's planning his own city,
we're
actually.
Gonna, we're gonna ask not to do stuff like that anymore. Thank you.
Hmm?
What? I don't know. I just wanted to be rude.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Oh. I get that a lot. Oh, wait, that's awesome. Never mind.
I just stole a dude's axe.
But what about his question? Spear?
I didn't know you could keep him. Cool.
Never mind, Dawson named it. Anyway, so I guess we'll move on to the news, in which case Kevin gets to talk again.
I'm first.
Yeah.
People don't like hearing me talk. I bring a very negative presence to the podcast, and I have a very mean-spirited sense of humor.
Yep.
So, first up is some rumors about the secondary writer for Wizard. You can tell how excited I am. apparently, there's rumors for not just one secondary writer, but a whole freaking horde of them, because he needs like a squad of magicians to combat these guys or something. I'm not really sure. But I'm hoping that I can stop stalling so the page will load. There we go. Okay, so it says... Okay, the secondary writer will allegedly be Kamen Rider Witch, which will be a female secondary writer. She'll use clear jewelry, which she sets into a necklace and has a witch's hat-shaped helmet. Her weapon's a combo broomstick / halberd, which is also a sniper rifle. If you're wondering what a halberd is, see Agito Storm or Fom.
Oh, halibut. I'm sorry.
Let's see. No, this has never happened before, so this would be a little odd. Then there's a third writer, who's nameless, but will have a Japanese magician / diviner motif. Let's see. It says he'll have a samurai form and a summoner form. The samurai form will be able to move at fast speeds for short bursts of time, while summoner form will be able to summon previously defeated phantoms and control them. He'll apparently have a head like Forze's. That sounds like fun. and then apparently there's something with the summer movie, Wizards. will take the form of a flashback showing how he received training from his master, who may or may not be the White Wizard that Dawson talks to at his clan meetings. This will also mark the first appearance of the Final Forms and Kamen Rider Samurai / Summoner. Unlikely. Forms changes. Show off Wizard. I want to read all that. That's stupid. That's opinion. I don't like reading opinion. It says, lastly, he will have two final forms, Adamantium and the Seal of Orichalcos. It says Adamantite and Orichalcum, which are, of course, two legendary metals often featured in fiction, like I just said. No details of what the form will entail, but apparently the rings will be set onto a knuckle-type device, which will also transform into a machine gun and a cannon. Now, it's of note that these did not feature on that sound list that we got before, but there's no telling if that sound list was accurate or not. So, take that for what you will. It sounds interesting, but as always, you never really know...
A person.
What?
I don't know.
You never really know, like, what is, you know, is what you can believe, what's real, what's not real, what's true, and whatnot. So,
yeah.
These may be true, may not be.
Right? Like, that's right after we got that question about witch. You know what I mean? We got that question last week about the female writer.
Yeah.
And the rumors came out right after that.
Yeah, that was weird.
I think that guy was psychic.
Just a little.
But, yeah. And B, yeah.
I wouldn't mind a female secondary rider. I don't think it's a bad thing or anything, so.
I guess I wouldn't mind it, but because everyone's like, Zong, finally female's getting attention. I'm like, of course, I don't want it to happen now, because it would make people happy. And that doesn't make me happy.
I mean, I wouldn't mind it. I don't particularly, like, sit there going, oh my god, it needs to happen, either. But,
But it does need to happen. It needs to happen It needs to happen right now.
But yeah.
Right now.
The third writer, I don't really know exactly what's going on with him, but the idea of capturing phantoms and using them kind of like in a DN style summon thing is kind of neat.
Right now.
That's about all my thoughts, I think.
Yeah.
Laugh track?
Anyway.
Oh.
Golf ball?
Well, I've kind of been ignoring this news or rumors, mostly because I really dislike this time of year, just because everyone gets all up in arms about what's going to be the next writer or whatever, and I'm just like, yeah, they're just rumors, so... Let's all chill.
No, so, you know why you're not excited about it? It's because it didn't say confirmed. If it would have said confirmed. Oh,
right. I'm sorry. Excited. These are confirmed rumors.
It just said revealed. Right.
But, I mean, I'm okay with, like, a female writer if that were true. I see no reason against it. It's...
Well, the thing is that females should be in the kitchen making the writer his sandwich when he's...
Yeah. See, we did the feminism joke earlier. It wasn't
recorded. We did this already.
I am trying to honk my in your face, okay?
Well, I mean, like, whether it's male or whether it's female, I mean, it's all just kind of semantics. It really doesn't matter to me.
Genitalia.
I think it'd be cool to finally see that step taken, but at the same time, you know, if they don't take it, I'm not going to be upset because, you know, 40 years of tradition, they haven't really proven to go against that too much so far. So, yeah, I really have no other opinion on this.
No opinions, yes.
No opinions here. I guess we move along then. I don't remember if I actually vocally complained about this on the podcast or not, but the way that Megablocks is handling the samurai line is obnoxious.
Yes,
very,
I am.
Very obnoxious. So, with the third set of blind packs supposedly canceled, we're left with no complete team of any form. So, the folks at Megablocks are like, well, okay, we can do this. Let's give you a hero pack version of Super Mega Pink, Super Mega Gold, along with, I guess, translucent versions of Super Mega Red and Blue, with their little cockpit stands, and we'll pack it with the Samurai Megazord, because we haven't made that yet.
They didn't make it yet.
It'll be awesome! And it's a Toys R Us exclusive that costs $60.
That sounds reasonable.
So, yeah. I'm pissed.
You're pissed?
Very, very pissed. Like, Gold I really didn't care about
because said it.
He doesn't particularly matter so much in terms of Super Mega Mode because there's a chance we might never see it. But the whole pink thing bothers me. Because, one, the pedestal's necessary because it's the only color we don't got. And two, she's there and you need the figure. I got the Samurai Megazord already. I don't need it again. And I'm upset. Just why didn't they just make the fucking hero pack?
Like, because she's not going to sell well because she's a girl.
I don't give a fuck.
You know what they should have done? You know, they have that samurai, what you call it, set? The base set. They should have done a samurai kitchen set.
I don't get the whatchamacallit.
See, that's not even a feminist joke because she actually does live in the kitchen.
I mean, she's very bad at it, but...
Like, it's just so obnoxious that, like, oh, we'll make it, but let's pack it with a toy you already have. Yeah, thanks, assholes.
They didn't even try to make it, like, a translucent or, like, shiny version of the Megazord. Just like, nope, just regular Megazord.
It's, like, straight up, as far as I can tell, it's just straight up repackaged. Like, hell, if it was
isn't that what everyone
I'd
wants is a repackage?
Buy it just because I need the other figures. But I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
He's upset. It'll be okay.
I'm so upset.
You should be. Queer.
I swear to God, if you do this shit with the Megaforce line, I will fucking kill you.
That's not going to be hashtag mega exciting. It's going to be hashtag mega frustrating.
It is.
Do you know what the problem is here? You're just not getting enough excitement from Megaforce. And the love of Saban brands you should be having, it's just not there. And I just don't understand why. They're like the best company ever.
Yeah, screw Nickelodeon. Wait, what?
Screw it.
I don't understand how you could not love everything. Saban loves the fans. Nickelodeon loves the fans. The show is the most amazing thing ever created, ever. I don't understand your complaint
super
with Megablocks,
happy
right?
Mega fudge time.
Speaking
I
of,
mean, there was, look, okay. the story has, probably has in it revealed, they probably put Megaforce something or other, or Samurai, whatever, revealed. I mean, they revealed a new something or other. I didn't read the story. I didn't care. I think I heard the word revealed, and I got excited.
Confirmed!
Yeah, it was confirmed and revealed. I just think that you're a Debbie Downer.
Yeah. So speaking of Debbie Downers, this fly is back and it's driving me fucking crazy.
Just call Cat over; she can catch it. She caught that wasp today.
God, that was a huge ass fucking wasp.
The last time I was at my house, I locked myself in my room. True story.
I would have ran like no other. I didn't even run. I didn't even run to the iPhone line. I would have ran for that wasp. But anyway, so today, for somehow global license or something, I don't know, they decided to announce a Power Rangers Monopoly and Trivial Pursuit game.
I'm excited. Yes.
Confirmed.
If I'll say this. I'm excited. But if it turns out to be entirely based around MMPR, I will probably flip a shit and kill someone.
But still buy it.
Yeah, I would still buy it. But I will be angry while I buy it. I will be purchasing it going, fucking nostalgia fans.
He's going to beat up one box in store and then buy the one he didn't beat up. That's what I'm going to do.
I'll be swearing at the register. But
so I was thinking about like the Monopoly squares and everything, and I put a list up on Twitter.
I chose not to read it because I'm an asshole.
Something from Megaforce.
Yeah, Park Place is something from Megaforce. I don't know what exactly. There's a boardwalk. I don't remember.
It'll be the hashtag Mega Excitement card.
Yeah, Mega Excitement. Just what the space is called. That's what their base is called. Mega Excitement Revealed.
Confirmed!
That's what Chance and Community Chest will be revealed and confirmed. It could be Gilgo and Ranger Nation.
Pick up a Ranger Nation card. Fuck my life.
Every time you pass Go-Go, collect $200.
Every time you pass Go-Go.
Oh, God.
She died. I love this game. Every time you pass Go-Go, you collect $400 because it's two goes.
When I pass Go-Go-Go Golem, that's just a shit ton of dollars.
That'd be $600 plus an extra $400 just because it has Golem in it.
Well, yes.
The jail card is called Go Go Away.
As long as it's just not strictly MMPR, I think it'll be pretty cool, particularly the Trivial Pursuit game. You can actually do something with all the useless knowledge that's filled in our heads.
Unless it's all MMPR.
Unless it's all MMPR, I'll never forget because there was nothing there.
All those, like, income tax and stuff cards are like, or spaces become like, join Power Force, suck Saban's dick.
Okay. And Julius Jr.'s at the same time. Don't forget.
There's some Danielle has a big enough mouth to do it. It's getting lazy.
Go, go!
Let's see here. It's also unknown when these will hit stores, but they'll be shown off along with various other upcoming tie-in products at the Fall Toy Preview in Dallas, Texas on October 2nd through the 4th. So, right along the time of next recording, we should know a little bit more about these. I don't know.
What if I don't want to know more about them?
The hashtag go away.
Eagleardo said, I'm interested to see the Power Rangers Monopoly board and what their properties are. Hopefully it won't be all MMPR locations like Random Park Bench number 50.
That's the one. That's going to be the boardwalk.
I just did it in season order, but I guess you could mix up the locations if you wanted to.
No, the blue spaces are going to be like, Rita's Palace, Command Center, go, go!
What if it's all Megaforce stuff?
Park, high school, I don't think there's enough locations. Like, I had to pull from all the seasons to get enough locations.
You never know, I mean...
And I had piggies on the list.
You could do Sierra Hana's theme locations, Anal Nation.
Hashtag go go.
Well, in Dark Blaze's basement where he throws the actors to stalk them.
It puts the lotion on the skin. Hashtag go go, put the lotion on. Say Ranger Nation when you put the lotion on. This is going too far.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Hashtag go going too far.
Go going too far.
Come on.
I've got some mega excitement over here in my pants.
Don't die, bitch. Don't die, bitch. Don't die, bitch. Die! She died! Son of a bitch! Hate protection, man.
Okay.
Moving along. Moving along.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to a pause point. I mean, let me get centered. I need to go to the center.
Going to the center? Aw, crap.
But samurais first, right? Okay, now let's talk about them real samurais. We got the legendary show from the 90s, the best era in the history, abbreviated as Serpent. It is Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Not to be confused with Samurai Summary Zushiki.
Not to be confused with the fact that this is called a squad and there's only one person.
No, there's more than one.
Is there?
Yeah, it was the team. It's just the others pilot vehicles.
Oh, well,
I remember way too much.
And not Matthew Lawrence.
Not to be confused with Spanish Samurai Summer Zoshuki either.
So, this company here, Mill Creek Entertainment, they're the DVD distributor for Cookie Jar. Cookie Jar? That sounds like...
That Ami Ami?
Was it sounds like it's going to be the latest operating... the update for, like, Android systems. Like, Ice Cream Sandwich, Cookie Jar. So, they decided that they wanted to call the collective fandom Frank. You know what? That actually makes sense. Because, you know, Osmosis Jones, they lived in the city of Frank. So,
and Frank was pretty stupid, yeah.
And he ate eggs that he fought over with monkeys. Julius, sounding familiar? Says, Frank, check out our new TV Tunes to Go-Go collection. Jason Wheelhead Warriors Volume 2, Headcliff Season 1 of Volume 2, and Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad are all headed for early 2013 release. Also, Teabag and the Handy Capables. Unofficial. Unofficial right now, folks. But so... This is hashtag super exciting. Hashtag So more 90s. How can that be a bad thing, right?
Right.
90s shows are the best ever.
Is there any
thought? We can only hope that shows nowadays could compare to the level of quality of 90s shows.
Exactly. Yeah, Brian. Reaction of the day. Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there any other thoughts?
We can do the RR and RR of it, just mock it to death.
It times up appropriately with Gridman being released in the Ultra Act.
That's clearly why they do it. It's a Superhuman Samurai reference. Well, it is for me, actually.
It's the only reason I bought it.
I couldn't give two shits about this. Just saying.
Well, okay. I like Gridman's design.
I like Matthew Lawrence. He was
Matthew Lawrence is hot because he was Ryder Strong's brother and Will Friedle's best friend.
He was also in the sequel to Horse Sense, Jumping Ship, from 1993, or whatever year it fucking came out in. Is that all?
I actually do remember buying all the toys for this show when it first aired.
Yeah, I had some of them. I don't remember them. But.
There's absolutely no way I'm buying this. Like, this isn't worth it. That's what YouTube is for. I'm sorry. I don't normally condone pirating, but...
Power Dizer's gonna buy it.
Power Dizer.
I had to...
okay. You had... I understand, because I also had...
I had to pause the game I'm not playing.
Oh, okay. Now,
do you condone pirating for Somali pirates?
Sure, why not? I don't care.
Whatever.
I have no idea what you're talking about, to be honest.
Somalian pirates? Okay.
They're pirates.
They are. They are pirates.
Somalia.
All right.
Pirates repeating that dinosaur theme?
No, I was going to make a One Piece joke, but nobody here knows what One Piece is, so...
Like One Piece,
we all know what it is, then we're just not going to get the joke.
Yeah, but I don't know, I'd feel like Dawson.
Making crappy jokes?
Making like a How I Met Your Mother reference, but I don't know.
No one gets it.
Oh boy, I feel so stupid.
Yay.
Well, so... Shall we move along to the Digimons?
Yeah.
So apparently this wasn't confirmed before, but now it's confirmed! So we can talk about it. Confirmed! Revealed! That Saban got Digimon back, and Cross Wars is going to be called Digimon Fusion. And they debuted it at MIPCOM, which stands for Men in Penis Costumes Omega Matrix. that's what I assumed. So they acquired it, and they're all like, we're excited because we want more money. And that's very exciting, and they have the rights to the other ones, so hopefully Netflix soon. And then it says here about Saban Brands. Saban Brands was founded on the ideals of slavery, overworking, and general evil doing.
General evil doing?
Make money and not care about anybody else, really, and just piss off people named Hector. And are known for casting non-actors. So that's cool.
And in his off time, he likes to play Game Boy.
Yes, he does.
In between running multimedia companies, he just like, you know, and being manically depressed over life sucking and whatnot.
I include burning bridges. And deciding to quit his hobbies and sell them to Disney. And hiring people
quit his job. I'm just going to sell my job to Disney.
I'm excited just because I want Digimon toys.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Minifigures for Fusion and stuff.
I'm just going to be happy to like watch it again.
I
finally want an Omega Shoutmon toy.
I know.
I collected the figures that all like combined together that they released in Japan, but they never released an Omega Shoutmon, and I was so disappointed.
That's because they stopped like midway through Cross Wars 1. Like no one's buying this. Keep making shows anyway, and we'll get Digivices again.
I'm just sitting here looking at Shoutmon Cross 5, and I'm like, you'll never get an upgrade. I'm sorry.
You'll never be better than this.
It's fine, I tell myself that every day. How?
Wait, Power Rangers SPD? What? Didn't it already air in Japan? Or am I like making
things? Yeah, but it's airing on a different station.
Oh my god, is that news? Real! Fucking people.
I forgot where it aired before. It was like only like on demand or something before. I don't remember exactly.
Okay, I was really confused and was like, what?
Yeah. So, I'm just, like I said, I'm excited for more toys because I like Digimon toys.
And games.
Hopefully some of the games get released over here.
I love the games, but they just stopped.
I'm
so sad because I really wanted to play Lost Evolution, but they never.
It got lost.
Yeah, it got lost.
That Digimon Adventure roleplay game that's on the PSP or whatever looks really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to touch your mother.
But yeah, mostly just for toys. I'm excited to buy a crossloader again.
Gundam style.
It'll be in English.
Maybe we can buy a Kirihaz version. Whatever his name's gonna be.
I didn't think about that. I could buy a different color.
And we can buy... What's that bitch's name? New Ken?
Kathy Gifford? Oh.
No. Yuma.
Yeah.
No, you.
You.
You. How could I forget your name?
You.
And we can get... I don't know if I'm probably going to make Nene's, because her name's Nene.
Because she's a woman.
Oh.
What are they going to call the second one? Fusion Hunters? They're just going to hunt fusions?
Yeah.
Okay, they'll just hunt down Gogeta and be like, bitch.
I wonder if it's on this show. So that's all for the news, I think. Oh, there's that thing about Gorosaki. He was revealed.
Oh my god, they're making Gorosaki figure art? Are you serious? I thought they were just doing Usada and Nick. Oh shit.
He's revealed.
Well, he's retail because the other two were exclusives, right?
Oh, yeah. It's such a surprise that he's a retail, even though we knew about it a month ago. But apparently it's news because... Fuck.
Just because fuck?
I'm so upset.
Stupid people.
Kurosaki's an exclusive. He's revealed. Pictures. Like
revealed! Explanation point!
Pictures that were in the magazine.
But it's exciting now because they have exclamation points, and revealed.
It's in the magazine that I'm probably going to get my Omiami box.
Magazine hole.
Gungum style.
Let's
go to Southport because that sounds ghetto. When there's a red marker there. I mean, yeah.
There's a penis in my pants.
Yep. So, I guess that's all. So now it's time for...
Superhero Taimu. Go Busters! Wizard Priest.
I keep expecting him to say, Marseille.
I think that's isn't that what we established we were doing last time was that I was going to say please after it, because I don't remember. I've really got to work on this whole memory thing. I stopped using it for a while, and
it's cool. You know, when you upload the intersect, things change.
But the more things change, the more they also stay the same. Fast forward.
There we go.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But I was watching Bear Grylls swim in a seal suit.
Made from real seal?
Exactly. Bear Grylls can take out all the Ninja Turtles with manliness.
And then wear them.
Exactly. Wear the turtle suit to get across the sea.
Exactly. I don't know if I like your tone, sir.
I could totally see Bear Grylls doing that. Just like killing all of them, making a suit out of them, and just taking all their weapons. Taunt shit.
He's like wearing one of their faces as a mask, but he keeps their mask still tied on.
That's how he keeps his disguise. He doesn't want to get revealed.
Go, go! So anyway, on to the summaries. Apparently we have episode 31 of GoBusters. Now, I thought the finale was last week, but it was over. But apparently they're back for more episodes. something happened. That whole Cure Yugur thing didn't go through right away, you know, for this week, and so we're doing GoBusters episode 31. Who could have predicted that? You know, it starts off in a forest with Shinken Yellow, except she is trying to hide who she is, so she put on a helmet and is wearing pink and silver, making like, no, 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 who I am. It's a disguise. I'm like, okay, Kotoha, wink, wink. And then this rhino guy shows up and is like, ah, and alarms going off at the GoBusters base, and like, what the hell? Didn't we kill Vagrus? I'm like, I know, right? Why are we still here? Why are we not leaving?
And then he moved that hospital, and Martha Jones was all like, what the fuck, man? No, not the same guys?
No. Then there's things going on, like, let's go see what the problem is. Like, okay, let's go. And so they, the rhino guy's about to kill Kotoha, because I guess she left her Shoto phone with Emily when she gave her the flute. And she gets saved by the GoBusters, and they're like, what the fuck are you? And he's like, bye, and he just leaves. Kotoha claims to be named Shelly. I'm like, no. That's the chick who used to be on Days of Our Lives. I met her. She was cool. You're not Shelly, you're Kotoha. Dumbass. So they go back to base, like, where they find out she works with Uchu Keiji Gavin. And that apparently he has a movie coming out. I don't know.
She gave him a poster.
Yeah, here's a poster. Here's a vinyl figure.
Here's an interview with Mr. S playing on my iPod.
Here's all this cool stuff. So they're going to go try and find Gavin. So that's what Hiromu and Nick and Ryuji and Jay and Masato do, while Yoko has to keep tabs on Kotoha to, like, protect her. She's kind of dumb. She's like, ugh, fine. So they put her in regular clothes, and then she eats a bunch of candy from the base, and Yoko's like, what the hell? She's like, oh, no, I got this. So they go to, like, some restaurant and just order a bunch of desserts. Like a whole, like, cart of desserts, right? And Yoko's like, I can't afford this. She's like, no, I got it. So she pulls out a Chaos Emerald and tries to pay with it, and they're like, we don't accept Chaos Emeralds here. And she's like, oh, damn. So she just says, okay, well, we'll just put it on my expense account. And Yoko's like, you get expense accounts? Oh, God, we gotta get better terms to work here. What the hell? What are we doing? They get found by the rhino guy, and he attacks them and opens up a portal to what appears to be the Dark Nebula. And instead of sending
the guys are like, help! We're still stuck here!
And instead of being sent to the satellite, they get sent to a carnival where everything moves in blurry motion and then stops. Meanwhile, we see Enter, who I
everyone said he was dead, so I assume they must be correct. And he... Wait, what now?
It's his brother, Return.
Oh, okay. So he makes a Metroid, and they're like, oh shit, Vagrus. I'm like, what? They're all confused. So Ryuji ends up fighting the Metroid, and while everyone else is off running off doing their thing, Hiromu and Nick get attacked by a greaser. That was fun. And meanwhile, the Rhino gentleman comes upon Ryuji and the Metroid and sends them into what we find out is Maku space. I guess it's that same place where the Gokaigers were. They got out okay, so our guys should be fine. And they had Hakase with them, and that guy was completely retarded. So meanwhile, the girls go from a carnival. They end up at several different locations that I forgot, but they finally end up in Forze's school. I guess Forze took everyone on a field trip to gang rape them and tell them how much of friends they are.
All Japanese schools look the same. It's the same classroom from Digimon Tamers and Adventure 2.
And while they're hiding up in a classroom, Ryuji and the Metroid just literally fall in from the ceiling. They're like, what the fuck? So they fight the Metroid. That was fun. And then the greaser tells Hiromu and Nick that, oh yeah, by the way, I'm Gavin. And they're like, oh, okay, that makes sense, because you're a douche. And he's like, that's not nice. You shouldn't call me that. We just met. And he's like, whatever. They get attacked by burglars, and then Gavin transforms and becomes his shiny self. And then we had to redo the transformation in slow motion with an explanation over it, because that's how metal heroes do things. They then proceed to fight while the Oz driver sings the Gavin theme song in the background. Hiromu gets on Nick. Gavin pulls out what appears to possibly be some kind of motorcycle thing with a sidecar. I don't know what was happening. But they're going to go to Maku space to get everyone back. And meanwhile, the Megazords arrived, so Masato and Jay get their vehicles and get Bagobuster beat, and they're going to go take on this guy. So Hiromu and Gavin fly, because apparently Nick can fly now. They fly into the opening, into Maku space. There's a fight. The Metroid gets destroyed, and they end up coming back into our world. Which, meanwhile, while that's going on, Jin and Jay form Buster Hercules and destroy the Megazord. The Rhino gentleman is still on the loose back at headquarters. Gavin's like, hey, can I borrow your guys to help me fight this guy? And he's like, Corbin's like, sure, we're not doing anything. I mean, at the moment, it turns out the guys we killed came back to life, but we'll just be friends with them. That's what happens. It's okay. And at the end, we see Enter using his little computer device to scan the Rhino gentleman. And then it ends. So that was a fun adventure that had a whole lot going on at one time. Everyone was everywhere. I'm really not quite sure what happened entirely, and I gave the summary. They were just everywhere. I don't know. There's more Gavin. I mean, obviously, it's shameless self-promotion of the movie. But there was – I mean, there was a bit of a different feel to it, I guess, than the previous episodes. That's, I don't know if it was just because the last episodes were like big epic battle, and this is not big epic battle or what, but and it definitely felt different than what we have been getting from GoBusters.
Well,
retooling.
If you don't mind, just to speak on that, the whole tone thing, it's very much a Metal Heroes episode. Like from what I've seen of Metal Heroes, this felt very much like one of those episodes. Just the pacing and sort of the wackiness that was going on, you know, that was honestly my biggest problem, was that it didn't feel like GoBusters, but it felt like they were trying to make it feel like Metal Heroes, That's just the feeling I got. But
well, Metal Heroes is replacing Sentai, so Sentai's dead.
Yeah, I mean, it felt more like an homage to how the Gavin episodes used to be. But I don't know. That's my hypothesis. So take that with a grain of salt. For.
All right, let me get one. Hold on. I couldn't even get the cheese open. I mean, come on.
What? I got her open in like 11 days. It's not that hard. She just opens right. Oh, you meant something.
I did not need to know the day count. Thank you. That should have been a red flag right there.
Go ahead.
Or Brian.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I agree that it just felt different. I didn't hate the episode. I just felt like it was one of the weaker GoBuster episodes because it just wasn't about the GoBusters. It was about Gavin. I'm like, I don't care about Gavin. I want GoBusters.
Gavin! Gavin!
I don't like the episode, but I didn't think it was, like, rage-worthy.
Yeah.
I was telling you this last night, like, it's not like I'm fuming after the episode ended. It's just like, okay, well, that happened. You know, I get what you're going for, but, you know, not my thing.
Right. Well, I the one thing I did enjoy about the episodes were the small little nods that Shelley's actress was a yellow ranger at one point. Like, her nails were yellow. Apparently the main little furry costume people that were attacking
That's what I wanted. They got attacked by furries at the carnival. It was really creepy.
They're the Imogens, I thought.
The main furries were a monkey and a rabbit.
Kotoha's like, all cute, and they're like, no, it's furries. Get away from them. They're creepy.
All cute. But there was just small little nods that I thought were kind of neat.
I didn't even notice those things.
Whether it was deliberate or not, I don't know. But
it was an NPR reference.
Go go.
Either way, it's a pretty cool coincidence.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was cool seeing the actress again too. Like returning people, it's familiar.
Even if her costume was stupid,
it was a safe station and that makes Dawson happy.
And then they put them both in stupid outfits. At least he was dressed like a greaser before, and he's like, no, I'm going to wear this doofus outfit. And she's back in her weird outfit that's going to be used for fetishes later.
Honestly, I like that outfit more than her civilian clothes.
Really?
Just something about the hair, like, bugged me. I'm like, put the helmet back on, please.
She could have been in the regular clothes with the helmet on. That would have been interesting.
Well, I mean, she's an alien, so of course she's going to look weird. It didn't really bug me. I preferred Gavin's civilian clothes as opposed to his uniform.
Yeah.
The one he wore at the end of the episode, I mean. Because, yeah, he did look like a doofus.
Yeah, he did. It's like, it looked like a stupid version of a military outfit. I'm like, how could we just make these respectable outfits look stupid? I know. And they did it. Not deed, but they made it stupid. They needed 12 days instead of 11. But everyone pretty much said everything already, but it's just like, I didn't hate the episode, but I didn't really like it, just because I'm kind of bitter that they're taking two episodes out of my GoBusters to bring
back.
Yeah,
I was so sad that it was two episodes.
Yeah, they could
have
just...
It didn't have to be. They could have got rid of the Metaroid, just got rid of the little rhino guy, and just brought in that Metaroid... Next week.
Just, I don't know. Gavin in a suit with his missing pants.
I guess they could have done it in one episode, but it almost is like it was having the Metaroid made it unexpected because they're in the middle of doing this one thing, and then all of a sudden these guys show up, as opposed to where if they were just chilling at the base, and the alarm goes off, and like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I think having that extended down period where, you know, you don't see a Metaroid, like you really think that they might be gone, would have been nice. I mean, obviously, anyone with half a brain would know that they're not gone, but, you know, But what I mean is, like, for added effect, I think it would have been nice to have that break. Even if we did get these Gavin episodes, you know, like I said, I didn't hate them. So I think that having the downtime would have been nice And maybe the little hints towards Enter here and there, which I will say were probably my favorite scenes from this episode, just because no speaking lines, just the sound of him typing in a dark hallway. I don't know. I really like that.
Because they needed to leave that extended time to explain why Enter was gathering people, how he changed his hair. Is it, do you comb it, or is there a new program? No? But, yeah, I agree. Like, it would have been better to have a downtime of some sort instead of just being like, oh, Megazord already. Metroid. Maybe these episodes will be non-canon and they just redo it. That'd be nice. I also feel like putting Gavin in there, if they're canon and probably are, it takes away from, like, the GoBusters universe. Like, it just makes it seem weird.
Yeah, that's just me. Gavin keeps popping up everywhere. He was in Gokaiger. He was in the Hyper Battle video. He was
fucking in Gavin, man.
I think it's sort of like them testing the waters. Like, oh well, how does Gavin take with the current audience?
Yeah.
Let's see if we really can make something out of this. Because I mean, it wouldn't be worth it to just go all in and make a whole series and then not have anybody watch it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand.
You're right, Aerosol.
We'll stop yelling.
I was just gonna say that I saw a few people kind of bashing the fact that there's an amusement park, you know, after a big eventful battle.
It's a Kobayashi trope at this point.
That's the thing. Like it's not her writing it. Like
not. To mention it was a different dimensional amusement car. Yeah,
well, it's just you know, my own little pet peeve. You know, she didn't actually write these episodes. You know, it's not really. I mean, yeah, she's still the head writer. She still has some sort of say, but to really be like, oh well, you know, yeah, it's Kobayashi again. For shame, you know, whatever.
For shame,
Kobayashi.
That crazy Kobayashi. No,
I just kind of wanted to point that out. That yeah, it wasn't actually her writing these. It's a different guy. So I mean, some tropes aren't hers.
Could be just coincidence.
Or it's just a bad coincidence.
It's a different dimensional coincidence.
It's a happy coincidence.
I'm happy about a lot of things. I'm wearing pants right now. That's unusual at this time of day.
This is true. This is very true.
So we move on to the wizards.
And I guess.
Wizard!
Okay, so let's go. Now, we're starting off at the antique shop, confirmed, because I don't have to ask anymore. I know it's an antique shop after three tries. And the magic gets, you know, Haruto, we don't have to do this today. And he's like, yeah, we do. And then he puts her hand in his crotch. Come on. It was just begging for a joke. And then Detective Chick shows up, and she's all, Magic Bitch is all annoyed because Detective Chick is there, and she's all jealous. And meanwhile, we have the Phantoms going to recruit some guy from Cruel Runnings who's sleeping on top of cars. And then he turns into a cat. I'm like, Zom gets an MMPR reference because Cat did that. MMPR owns cats. And your girlfriend's an MMPR reference. And then we get to meet the Gate Corporation Employee of the Week. But in this universe, Gate's philosophy is give in to the captivity of negativity, so you become a Phantom. So this week's employee plays on the, only Ryan gets it. He's playing on the piano. He's playing You Just Got Slapped. He's like, you just got slapped. Whoa. And that's all fun. And Magic Bit sees it on the viewing globe, and they're like, Zong, another MMPR reference. The show's clearly a tribute. Go, go! that guy's being attacked. Wizard arrives and, you know, shoos him away because he's like, that episode's not over yet, buddy. And he's like, we need to protect you. He's like, no, you stay outside of my apartment because I want to be alone. Like, okay, you do what you want to. And then Magic Bit shows up again and she's like, Detective Chip, you are no help because you can't see through people's disguises. And then we have Cool Runnings guy just walking up like it's the most normal thing, and she's like, "See, that's a Phantom." And Detective Chick's like, "I could have told you that. Look how he's dressed. Not to mention he's black. We don't get many of those around these parts." That part really didn't happen. That was my version.
Yeah, because he's racist.
I mean, they did spot him, but Detective Chick didn't say anything. She just kind of stood there being a detective. But after they catch up with him, he gets away by riding on a truck. I thought it was an Energon truck, to be honest, for a minute.
Energon.
Detective Chick and Haruto decide to take a break and have some donuts. And Magic Bitch gets attacked by Medusa, and he drains her of her mana. Like, I guess, like, she's a thing now. I mean, she was an Agito, and they just drained her out of it. So, Shunpei calls up Haruto, and he's like, "Magic Bitch is dead. Also, we still fucking have flip phones, man. The iPhone 5 just came out, and we don't... This isn't the time for that. Fine." And so he just hangs up, and he's upset. And then Haruto arrives, and he's like, "I'll just recharge her with these techniques." And he puts his hand at her crotch. Wait, the other way around. And then she's recharged. And then the cat phantom's all back, and he's like, she's like, "No, don't do it." And he's like, "Oh, it's okay, I'll be fine." And then he transforms, and he goes to finish him, and then it's like, "Error." And he's like, "What the fuck? Is this the Fize driver?" Like, "No, it just erred because you can't finish him yet because we haven't finished this arc. We still have a full 22-minute episode." And then it ends. So, I enjoyed them NPR tributes in this episode.
Well, what... to build on the way you started the episode, not only does he go, "Do we have to do this right now?" And then she grabs his, he puts her hand at his crotch. But then when the old man walks in, she quickly pulls her hand away. I don't know if you saw that. Then, if you read the subs, when the chick walks in, she goes, "Did I just walk in on something?"
That's what I was making for. It's like, not make a joke here. Cannot ignore this hilarity.
It was so funny. Like, wow, this is like the dirtiest thing I've ever seen in a while.
But I thought it was an enjoyable
episode. I'm trying to figure out how,
I guess,
the black guy thought it would be less conspicuous for him to go around in black guy mode than in giant monster mode. I mean, by all accounts, this is Japan. They get big monsters all the time. There's completely normal for them to see.
Dumbest
black guy
Rangers ever.
Black guy, however, stands out. You don't get many of those. You got Mr. J, and you got that guy from the Megamax movie, and that's it.
Wacker Wilson.
And Wacker Wilson.
He's the most.
And that guy from Mega Ranger. But that's it. There's like four black guys all of Japan. Now this guy shows up. "I'm going to dress myself as a black man. They're not going to know who I am."
It's like,
no.
In that teen movie, you're like, "Yo, man, I'm the only black guy at this party." Shit, I'm sorry, bro. Like, I didn't mean to, that's what it was like with the Megaforce casting. Just racist. No, they're just evil.
And then, of course, to make it even more racist and offensive, Overtime had to make the black guy automatically talk in street.
That's how they talk, the street toughs. They should have done a Jamaican accent. I mean, come on. He's from the champion bobsledding team. Give him some respect. They were coached by John Candy. Oh, no.
I just love that. I'm like, so because he's black, he automatically speaks in ghetto talk. That's cool. Yo, he be blinging. Like, oh, okay, that's fine. That's not offensive.
I know for a fact Japan does not have a word for blinging.
Boyard.
Just saying.
Yep, well, they translate it more properly than TV Nihon. That's why they use street talk for the black man.
The streets.
Yeah, somehow that's not offensive to anyone. I'm like, okay.
I'm not offended.
I remember in Akiba Ranger when they used new fag, everyone was in a tizzy.
That was hilarious. You new fags are all the same. Got over this in Hurricanger. That was fantastic. That's exactly like something I would say.
Well, yeah, because you're racist, but that's why you don't mind them. The black guy talking in the street, you're like, well, how else would he talk?
There's either that, or you
Or he says, "Yes, I'm Massa," but that's not cool.
He either gets that voice, or he gets the one from Undercover Brother when he turned white. He's like, "Oh, well, yes, sir." Like, that's the typical white voice they do. That's how we all sound. Actually, the white voice that black people do for us is the voice for annoying fans. I just realized that. Holy crap. Undercover Brother was trolling Linear Ranger.
No, I don't like mayonnaise.
See? Exactly. Man, now I'm finding out where I'm getting all these bits from. Those people that... What was it? Fuck. When Kevin attacked us with the tornadoes. The... not Janice.
Janice and Earl.
They're based off of those people from Drake and Josh movie.
Oh.
Button mashing.
Regardless of the... race and color of the Phantom this episode, I thought it was enjoyable. It feels a little bit different, though, because the gate isn't anyone you really care about or know that's going to matter in life.
Yeah.
Right, now we're at random person as a gate.
So, it's just kind of like, well, whatever, because you don't really care what happens to them. But
I also find it funny that, like, their object is, you know, the captivity of negativity. But, like, the dude's already negative. Like, the dude's already given up. Why isn't he just a gate right now?
It's like, I'm fucking... Because the Phantom hasn't crushed his despair himself or something.
What's he gonna do?
I was gonna say, that Phantom ain't gonna do shit.
He doesn't care.
It's like, I'm gonna cut off your hands. Okay.
There's always the possibility that his hope lies in something other than the piano, but...
It's gonna be like...
Anyway, I do like the idea that he gave up.
Already.
I don't know. I for whatever reason, that seems like a nice different take to it. Because it's like, no, don't hurt me. Whereas this guy's like, yeah, whatever, chop off my hands, dude.
Phantom's in your
gun. He's like, do it. Do it, bitch. Do it.
I like how blunt the Phantom was about it, too. Like, I'm just going to chop off your hands. Like, there's no mind games. There's no building this up. I'm just going to chop off your hands, and that's it.
He's going to join T-Bag and the Handy Apables.
walks up to his door in broad daylight. Like, this is the most straightforward, like, monster we've ever had. Just, oh, hey, man, how's it going? Oh, you don't know me? Turns into monster. Okay, now I'm going to chop your hands off. Like, okay.
Okay.
Sky code. I don't know how that applies, but it does.
And I was like, how the fuck do you crush someone's dreams that already crushed their own dreams?
If they don't, I'd just like to see another episode where they find a depressed person that's a gate where they're just like, you suck at life, right? Like, I know it. And then they just crack and become a Phantom.
I know.
Like, they're just already so depressed. Like they just go to just a goth guy. They're like, oh man, this one's going to be so easy. Like, they're going to get to go out to lunch. This isn't going to even take me 2 full episodes.
I do find it funny that your description of her being a magic bitch is actually pretty accurate now. She is kind of a bitch.
Yeah. She's just a doll, basically.
I do like that they revealed that already.
Revealed!
Well, kind of revealed it. Because, I mean, they kind of played it up like, oh, well, she might be a Phantom. But... You know, we're already getting development on that front. Like, no, she's some sort of, like, magical creation. She's like a homunculus. She's just, like, a doll.
If this was Forze, they would have touched on that for 2 more episodes, and then we would have found out about it around 47, 48. That's...
I mean, it's episode 4, and we've already got some development as to what she is and why she's dependent on Haruto.
Yeah, Forze,
I just love that. Like, please, please. Like, really? We got the please ring.
I forgot to make a joke about the lick it ring.
Liquid totally says lick it, and it's the most broke thing lick ever.
Lick it.
It is.
Please.
Like, that entire concept is just so grotesquely broken that it's awesome. He's like, you can't hurt me. I'm just going to mold myself around you and break your arms. Okay? It'll be fun.
That's how Goop does it.
Like, you're awesome.
At the same time, though, while it was incredibly convenient for plot sakes, I like that there's a limit to his magic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's got all of these different techniques, all of these, like you said, really broken techniques, but he does have a limit.
Yeah, I think we talked about that. Not like that he was going to have a limit, but like how broken he was, like episode 2 or something, where he just kept changing form and powers. He was like Omnitrix Master controlling it. I had to work on the Ben 10 reference.
It's just good to know that he's not going to be like a broken sack of shit the entire show.
I think it'd be cool if he, you know, sort of developed his fighting style to be a little more concise.
Yeah.
Like, not spamming things all the time, or else he's going to have a hard time.
And unless he reverts at the beginning of the next episode, at least it's clear he can stay transformed when he's out. So maybe, like, we'll see him have to not be able to use magic, but maybe he just has to use the sword or just, like, fighting styles temporarily.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that they could do at this point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm excited for it.
Oh, I'm very excited. I like this show. I really do. I like this show a lot, and I'm touching it.
I actually did have fun. Like, I wasn't, oh my god, greatest episode ever or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
liked it.
I look forward to the ending. I kind of want to... Like, I know you said, I know you guys were talking about how, you know, the piano dude really isn't someone to care about, and in the long run, that's true, but I do kind of want to see, you know, how the Phantom ends up, you know, sort of taking advantage of his despair, or if he does.
Yeah, because like you said, it's an interesting way of going about things. Since he's already so in despair, you're like wondering if the Phantom's even going to succeed at all, at doing anything.
Yeah.
He could just get defeated.
It's like, well, maybe like what happens is Wizard ends up making him unhate it, and now he can despair.
maybe it's just so easy that he just succeeds and the dude becomes a Phantom.
I do like that so far it really isn't like an obvious thing. Like, yeah, the obvious thing would be to cut off the dude's hands because he's a pianist. But
you said, you know, pianist.
Yeah. I was waiting for it. I really was. But I like that they didn't go the obvious route. In fact, they kind of made him give in. Like I said, I like the fact that he just gave up. But so I kind of hope that they keep going a non-obvious route in these kinds of story arcs, because, like, Forze, I hate to rag on Forze more, but Forze
don't worry about it.
You know, it was so easy to deduce what was happening. It's like two new people show up each arc. One of those people is the Zodiar. The obvious one isn't going to be the Zodiar. The other guy is. Like, there you go.
That's just all crime shows.
Like, and then that's, you know, that's the arc. Nothing really interesting happens. You're just kind of left relying on the, you know, relationship between the other characters, which is flimsy at best. At least here we kind of had stuff happen. It's like, okay, well, the obvious factor is out for the gate. Our Phantom's actually kind of fun to watch. We're already getting development on what's her face, the doll,
the magic bitch.
You know,
magic
and we have the downside to Haruto's magic. Like, for a setup episode, it's not bad.
I miss the incredible deep motivations behind the Forze villains. Like, you stole my purse, or I got kicked off a cheerleading squad.
I like the fact that we don't really have so much motivation for the villains, because the villains just want to have more villains.
Yeah.
Like, it's a step back to really basic motivations.
That's basically Fly's motivation. I mean, really.
I like how he clearly didn't want to go fight. Like, he's just like, no, man, let me stay here and sleep some more.
Well, he was a cat.
It's just like, I like that the Phantom is actually kind of lazy, you know? He doesn't want to do it.
He's like me.
Sure, he'll do it, but whatever, man.
Whatever.
Man, I guess. I guess that could be cool to do to him.
Sure, I'll go cut off his hands if you say so. Oh, God, there was a line in here. He was talking about how, like, it was such a drag to do it or something like that. And I like that the Phoenix guy was like, I know, right? Like, oh, he was like, why can't we just kill them? And Phoenix, like, was like, yeah, we should just kill them.
And he's like, I mean, no, no, let's not do that. Like, Medusa's glaring at him. Like, it's just so funny.
Like I already kind of like the villains a little bit, you know? It's not just, you know, random red eyes guy sitting on a chair.
Black dragon. Black
chew every once in a while, you know? They're actually kind of funny so far.
Red eyes, Asian man. Yeah.
I think it'll shape up to be a pretty interesting series. I like what we see so far. So.
Yep. Yeah, he's definitely got an interesting thing going on here.
Beep beep. Damn it, it's not 2 minutes after, it's the full hour. Son of a bitch.
That's the new watch. The new watch is set appropriately.
No, it's not.
What?
Because it's setting a chain reaction throughout time, it's causing everyone to lose their memories of it. That was too elaborate for a watch joke.
Never forget.
Never forget Kevin's watch. Whenever he bought it till whenever it died. 2012.
Yes. So I guess that's it for the wizard for now. So anyway, the hell are we doing? Ramble time? Yeah, that's
yeah.
Ramble, ramble, ramble time!
Because now it's time for ramble, ramble, ramble time.
Yeah, I just said that.
No.
No. No. No, you didn't.
No. You're going to be in the bloopers. Bloopified. It's going to be a thing, except I don't
that's
think
that,
it's...
That's like stupefy.
Stupefy.
Bloopify.
Bloopify.
You just call it blooper.
Expelliarmus.
I think it's Kevin does when he thinks no one else is around. And when he thinks people are around also. So just all the time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to him.
So, let's start
Pokemon.
With... Okay, yeah, first
Pokemon.
Complaint.
What the fuck happened in this episode?
There was, like, there's two connoisseurs...
Oh, God, it was that
That
one.
Means I need two razor blades.
Fuck to the might of the life.
Yeah, that... It was so obnoxious, too, because... It's like, we're going to use a connoisseur, so let my little five-year-old pick their first Pokemon, even though they can't be a trainer until they're 10. Okay,
or
that's fine.
Or you can just let her pick her own damn Pokemon.
Look,
but we need one that's
three choices. What? Snivy, Oshawott, or Tepig. That's all you get.
That's all you get.
In this region... Like,
that's all you got.
You don't get to choose from all 600-ish of them. Nope.
All 600-ish of them.
I can't remember the exact number. I'm sorry.
649.
Thank you. Now I'll remember it.
Yep. Yeah, fuck yeah, you will.
We have to. It's one less 650. That's how I remember it, because 650 is a nice even number, and they couldn't think of one more to make.
It just bothers Kevin for all time.
It does.
Gen
I'm
6
sorry.
Never comes.
It's one of those things that, like, the OCD just doesn't let, like, doesn't allow for this kind of stupidness. You have
I was
no
thinking
idea.
I forgot what I was thinking. It was something about Pokemon. It was about the game, and I was thinking I could bring that up during the discussion.
Which game? The main one?
Maybe. Son of a bitch.
Do you know what you're doing?
No.
And then and about at the end, it turns out like that the whole thing was, oh, we're going to give you a fungus.
She loved that fungus.
It's a
lot.
That's what it was. I was thinking about this thing I read on IGN. It was an interview about the future of Pokemon, which it really wasn't. It was just a bunch of vague questions and vague answers. But the interviewer brought up an interesting point about possible, like, sequel games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, catching up with the other regions in sort of a Black and White 2 style. So I was thinking that'd be kind of neat. Instead of doing Ruby and Sapphire remakes, do Ruby and Sapphire 2, sort of.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
They are now. That'd just be cool to do for all of them. And like, then Ash could just go travel around them again, do a loop. Like, yeah, Gen 6 isn't ready yet. We're still trying to figure out what Pokemon's going to be number 666. So we can't find something evil enough.
Ultimate yeah. Satan Mom.
I think it should just be the same, since I'm pretty sure that Locke plays the devil in that new show. There's like two references there somewhere.
Okay.
Well, see, they have to go the opposite route and make it the cutest thing they've ever made.
Like, similar in personality to that Teddy Ursa that everyone thought was so cute, it was just evil.
Or better yet, you know, the most inconspicuous thing they've ever made, you know, is like, that thing's boring looking. So no one ever looks at it. No one ever, you know, captures it. Everybody just overlooks it.
Boring. You must be talking about Gen 5. Fucking fandom.
Oh my god, they turned into loogies. Loogies. Loogies from Mega Force.
I like how I wasn't even, like, talking about the fandom or bashing Gen 5, and you just immediately leapt on a single word that I said and just targeted, you know.
I'm sorry, I hate those people. Gen 5's so boring. Gen 1's the best.
That are like,
damn it.
How is Gen 5 boring?
Oh, because the Pokemon are just ice cream and a trash can.
Everything up. Everything. Sure, the combat system's the same. Might be even a little better. No, they screwed it up.
Fucked it all up.
Nothing beats the original.
Well, this episode in particular, like...
Kevin's talking about the episode.
I'm sorry, that's what we do here.
Okay.
Like, then up. Burgundy was there. Just the fact that Burgundy was there at all aggravated me.
Wasn't she dressed up as a man?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not Burgundy. That's a man, baby. She did look a bit mannish. I did this last week, but it's still fun.
Like, oh good, okay, asked me if I wanted H1N1. Yes. The figure, not the disease. I want to make that clear to everyone. He's not trying to sell me some kind of like biological weapon.
Rumors spread about Oki selling diseases. Yo, you got swine flu? I don't remember that. Swine flu, that was an epidemic. They're like, two people have been diagnosed in the whole country. Oh my god, panic! Everyone wear masks! Fuck!
That's how it develops, though. First he starts, you know, pulling toys, and then he moves on to biological weapons. You know,
makes sense.
That's the next logical step. Haven't you guys ever, you know, dealt drugs before? Jeez. I mean, Pokemon.
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 Speaking of drugs.
It's a battle. Win or lose.
But yeah, like, I don't know. This episode was just obnoxious, and we could have done without it. All it served, I think, was this. All it did was serve to tell us that the gym in Opelucid City is closed forever and ever. Okay.
Yeah, I was totally paying your joy out.
And then Iris is like, yes! I'm like, that's not suspicious at all.
Yes!
Dress this in 52 episodes.
Did I say yes? I didn't mean that at all.
Yeah, did I say yes? I meant, sorry, Ash, let's go somewhere else. Well, how about Verbank City? What's that? I don't know what that is. We just made that up.
The kids are like, what the fuck's Verbank City?
Okay.
California?
I like how Japanese Ash beat Kevin in beating the game. And American Ash is on his way.
Oh no, I'm gonna beat American Ash if I don't make fun of me.
This is funny. And there's two Ashes competing against Kevin because everyone else is already done.
I get this feeling that it's like a big joke to you now.
Where did you get that idea?
Why do you think that?
The laughter, the tomfoolery.
Just flat out making fun of you.
Well, that's what everyone ever does, but they just always make fun of me.
There. Go beat Pokemon before Ash.
I don't think you love me anymore.
Nope.
Oh, no, that's awful. you're a horrible person, and I don't think you're a terrible friend. That's what you are. You're a terrible, terrible friend, and I'm gonna have Brian murder you.
Brian's the one that said nope. I'm attacked.
Nope.
Nope. You sucked, awesome. That was Brian. So biased.
Because you're the racist here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So, talk about that.
The crappiest show ever made. Bear the name Yu-Gi-Oh?
To be honest, I don't entirely remember what state I was in.
That thing that John posted on the Ramboards about was all Yu-Gi-Oh.
And stuff. And so we talked about that. Maybe it was in a private discussion. Where we were
okay,
like, well, you said it's a manga.
Here's the thing, right? This episode, they had the tomato gentleman. Right? That was obnoxious.
Oh, Lord.
And creepy. Like, he wants to make Tomatotopia theme park? Like, really? Come on, you couldn't have come up with anything better than that? Like, Tomatotopia? And then like, okay, I'm going to add this rule where you have to eat your vegetables in order to, in order to attack. And Yuma's like, that's not so bad. Pulls one out. It's an eggplant combined with a tomato. And he's like, I think I'll pass.
Egg motto.
And then the next one's like a cucumber mixed with a tomato. And he's like, I think I'll pass. And then you find out that, like, he hates tomatoes. And you're like, oh my goodness, it's a big reveal.
Revealed! It's so exciting now.
And then the dude now, like, hates him forever. He's like, hey, you hate – now it's personal. You hate tomatoes. And I'm like, all right, buddy. I'm going to need you to chill out. Thanks.
Now, contrary to popular belief, people, that was actually what happened in the episode. He didn't just make that up.
Yeah, and then, like, tomatoes. Finally he ate the tomato crossed with a carrot.
Wait, are we recapping Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives that I watched the other day?
Oh, Lord. Aerosol sending a picture.
Oh, my God. I am Matt.
Sorry, this whole discussion has been reminding me of Jetman. And there's an episode that focuses on tomatoes. So
apparently tomatoes are a popular fictional character. They made a show about him called Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. That was a childhood favorite, clearly.
Like, it was really annoying. Like, the whole thing. And then, he, like, made best friends with them because now Yuma loves tomatoes and tomatoes are awesome. And I'm like, can we not do this episode? Can we?
He did the Forza handshake with a tomato.
Yeah. I think I actually saw Dawson poking his eyes out while during the episode. It was awful.
I honestly don't remember what state of mind I was in during this episode because I don't remember falling asleep, but I don't really remember that much. Like, I remember this duel starting, and I remember him, like, egg motto, and then I remember it ending. And that's all I got. I think something with a Time Lord brain happened or something. Insert reference here, because I'm not good enough to make one.
Like, yeah, it was... I just... I don't know, man. I don't know. I really wish it would get better, and, like...
It's not going to.
It's not. I know it's not. And, like, John posted a thing like, oh, well, you know, it's because the original was based on a manga and then this isn't. And, well, I know that. That doesn't mean they can't do it well.
It's not like the manga was perfect, though. I mean, the whole card game thing wasn't even his intention from the beginning. So there was natural rewrites to begin with. So, I mean...
And the thing is that the anime had added in arcs. They had, Waking the Dragons and the...
Why? That sounds dangerous.
and they had the where they went into the computer system or something, I forgot what they call it. And the virtual world and with Kaiba's brother or something.
Noah.
And
just Kaiba. No,
not Mokuba, the other brother.
Said Noah.
Oh, no, they said Mokuba, I'm sorry.
Okay, John, don't take any offense to this, but I don't understand your post. Like, I don't understand where it came from. Like, I realize they are talking about Zexal every week, but you kind of went off on a random tangent about the original series, and I'm not sure, like, it just kind of came out of left field, and yeah.
I guess you're explaining
the filler, but, you know, this, we're way past that point.
I mean, I guess it's because, like, the creator was more involved when it was just the original.
He's still somewhat involved.
But
didn't, just, like, I read that...
It's turned into a franchise, and it's turned into part of a business, so...
Because I read that...
It's going to not be like the manga anymore. It's...
Well, I read that he didn't want to continue it like he did GX, and then he's like, I'll only do 5Ds if I can make it different, and like hence like the motorcycles. And then he was like, but this is the last one, and all of a sudden Zexal comes out, but there's no explanation for it. Like, we finally gave him enough money. Oh, okay.
Like, I
wouldn't say each of them have gone further and further away from what was originally intended. I mean, like Dawson just said, like, you know, 5Ds was different, and it was kind of different on purpose. Like, I wouldn't want the same thing kind of reiterated over and over again.
Yeah.
Because then you end up with a 50-episode series about friendship. It's just, but, friendship. You know, but at the same time, I don't feel like the feeling and the actual, like, some of the morals and lessons behind the series have really, like, dumbed down any. Maybe in Zeal. I will say that for Zeal. But, you know, I honestly feel like 5Ds was a step up from GX. And I actually really enjoyed GX.
It was. So
I don't feel like it's, like, they're getting worse or, you know, they're getting further away from that. It's just that they're changing. You know, It's not the same story it once was, and it's not supposed to be. You know, they're different.
Like, I think most of the problem with Zexal is just a balance issue. Like, they're not balancing anything that's happening. It's just all Yuma, and then the other characters, they give them to you, but they don't really matter. Like, they haven't done anything to make them matter, except Kite. And then even right now, like, Kite's not even around to do anything. I mean, like, you had the whole thing with, like, in the original, we had Kaiba and Merrick and whatever. Or even, like, in GX, they had the other characters. You had Chaz and Bastion and all these different people. And they all did things. Like, they were all doing different, you know, they dueled. Or, like, Chaz was doing his thing, and you saw different things happening. Here, it's just all Yuma. And then characters come in, they don't kind of, they do a little bit, and they just kind of interact with them, but they don't really, they hardly ever duel. I don't know anyone else's cards besides Yuma's, because we've only seen Fat Guy Friend duel once, and we saw Shark duel, like, once.
And then he exploded.
Something I've noticed about Zexal, or Zeal, or whatever, like, in the first three series, they all kind of set up, you know, they had their settings and everything, but each season kind of felt followed a different plot, but it all kind of connected into one overarching kind of thing. Like, the first season of 5Ds was, you know, escaping from the satellite, and then, you know, that tournament with the signers. And then after that, it was, you know, it furthered that, but it also, you know, gave it, like, a kind of different overall plot to the second season. With Zexal, they established right away what, you know, what their main goal was: get all the number cards and, you know, get Astral's memory back. And I don't know. I feel like they've just been sort of trying to drag that out to form three seasons, which is why you get, you know, two seasons that take place over the course of a few days, all within one tournament. You know, there's not enough development of the different plots, and you know, there's no differing between seasons. It's sort of
all blends together.
It's just like dragging it out. They're sticking to one thing, and that's Yuma and Astral.
Well, it's like they gave it like, okay, 99 number cards in order to make it expansive and seem like a really big task they had to do. Yet they've made it to where in the three seasons that the originals, like that the Zexal 1, I guess, has, they couldn't accomplish it or even come close to where you now have a Zexal 2 in order to keep going and try to possibly get these number cards.
I wouldn't like even be broken up about that if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, they're not really, they can focus on other things. There can be other things going on. It's just they're not, like you guys were saying, they're not focusing on other characters.
It's just Yuma all the time.
Because every,
I mean, if they're focusing on Yuma, if they're focusing on Yuma all the time, but at the same time they're not developing the numbers plot enough, then what are you left with? You're left with a bunch of filler, you know, him facing a vegetable themed deck. Like that's
like, I mean, it's fine to see all these different themed decks you can do, and that's wonderful and all, but it's not really advancing anything. And the thing is that all the other shows, I mean, I haven't really seen 5Ds, but I know from seeing GX and the original is that all of the characters developed typically through the use of the card game, since that's the main plot device, I guess, or whatever the main, you know, the main way that plot advances is both playing this kid's card game in the show. All the other characters were developing by means of that, and by playing the game or by being exposed to other characters. But the only person doing anything is Yuma. So you have all of his friends, and then it becomes, well, why should I care? why do I care about Fat Guy Friend or Bowler Hat Friend that they're going to be in the tournament? They haven't done anything to merit. Even knowing that they, I don't even know they have cards half the time because they don't do anything with them. Whereas like Joey was always dueling, and it wasn't just okay. Yugi, little kid Yugi, getting better at dueling. Joey was trying to get better at dueling too, and
you
can know,
actually see it too.
Yeah,
like
or
Joey
like,
actually developed and actually got better at what he was doing. At the beginning, he was awful.
Yeah, well, like Kaiba wants to, you know, Kaiba's going to do the dueling thing, or. You know, these other characters that are doing it, you can see them getting better and advancing, and the relationship with Yugi or whether it was GX, you see, okay, here's Bastion. Bastion's at school. Alexis is at school. Cyrus. And they're all dueling. Maybe they don't, you know, they don't do every episode, obviously, because you can't have 12 duels going on simultaneously. But this time might be a duel in featuring Bastion. And then the next episode or two episodes later.
And Bastion had like 12 decks. That bitch had variety.
Or they might be fair, Alexis dueling.
To be fair, like GX did have a lot of that, like in the beginning parts, and there were some later parts where they focused on Jaden a lot. But at the same time, like in the beginning parts, he was facing off against, you know, the other people you would actually get to follow then on.
Like Alexis.
So, I mean, yes. It was sort of an introduction, so you can kind of excuse that. That's their introduction.
Even then,
going past that, I still feel like, you know, Chaz definitely got focus on. I can remember several episodes with Chaz.
Yeah.
They had the whole thing with
Cyrus,
the...
got plenty of focus.
Well, they had thing with the sacred beasts and the spirit keys, and so each of those people that had a spirit key, okay, you were forced to see a duel with them because they've definitely now become an important character, so they all had to duel at least one time.
Usually, it
ended up being that Jaden had to go save the day because they got beaten, but
yeah. Like in the very beginning, it still had a lot of, you know, Jaden focus, but at the same time, he's your main character.
And he wasn't annoying as
Murder. But they did
cool monsters.
While I did think it wasn't balanced as well as it should be, it was still far better balanced than Zexal is. In terms of focus on other characters, because there isn't.
No.
Like, get one in. And the thing is, with the other characters... Well, I'm sorry, well, you said you were going to talk.
I was trying to say, I liked the beginning filler in... there was a few episodes in GX where Jaden was, like, making fun of the Shadow Realm stuff. And I just thought that was funny. He's like, lol, there's no Shadow Realm. And then GX got weirder than the original series, which I thought was funny.
But, they like...
pretty weird.
But, like, the other characters also developed by relation through their relationship with, like, Jaden or with Yugi. These people, no one's done anything because it's either they're just standing around cheering on Yuma. Like, you know, it... I don't know, it feels like in the other shows, they were doing things and they were being helped by the main character or, you know... Yeah. Learning things from him in a different way, whereas here it's just, come on, Yuma, win this duel. Go, Yuma. Go, Yuma. We're behind you, Yuma. Like,
it's basically the Yu-Gi-Oh! Version of Forze. Just saying.
It's like instead of being other characters, they're just a cheerleading squad for Gary.
Gary?
Well, like they're just running around in his car cheerleading.
Gary. Let's go, Gary.
Even GX, like, as much as it did focus on Jaden, it actually did... do something different in that at one point they actually made him a villain.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're following these other characters trying to beat Jaden. And I honestly thought that was really cool because it's like, oh, well, this character is going to get the big climactic battle. That's different. That's actually really different. You know, and Jaden's still involved, but he's involved in a very different way.
Yeah, they changed it up a lot in GX.
So, yeah.
I think we killed Brian. Brian was, like, being beaten up by Yu-Gi-Oh! Talk.
Brian?
Brian?
Oh, I muted myself. I didn't know. the hell? What was on this week? I watched everything.
Ben 10? Yeah, if we want to go in order of airing, Ben 10 was on.
Okay, Ben 10.
The second half, because we already talked about the first half.
Yeah.
So he transformed
the first half people. Again.
Yeah, so did I, otherwise it felt wrong. This is the pen. I bet this is the pen.
Shock Squatch is Canadian.
He is Canadian, that's what makes him awesome. Because he's a Robin Sparkles fan on Facebook. And he was fun to see. And his neck moves in there, unlike his toy. we did Water Hazard. That was cool.
Armadillo?
I kind of had a complaint just for the fact that, like, I get that they're like, oh my god, I don't know how to work the Omnitrix, but it bothers me when he's transformed into, like, Armadillo or, like, Water Hazard, and he's like, oh, I don't know how to use this. I'm like, you've had this for a long-ass time.
I do kind of agree. Like, it did kind of bug me, like, okay, I get it. He doesn't know how to use the Omnitrix. You know, like, they're establishing the fact that, you know, it screws up sometimes, but it got to a point where it's like, okay, it's screwing up again, screwing up again, screwing up again. You know, it didn't do it that many times in the original.
Yeah,
or
like
in the past, I should.
According
say
to what's his name, Derek Wyatt, that it's Ben's inexperience with the new one.
Yeah,
which I don't think they needed that element at all, because they have Kid Ben.
They really
now.
Didn't.
Because they have Kid Ben to be like Zong forearms. Oh, whoops, gray matter. But this one, he can be all normal.
I understand the reason. I don't necessarily disagree with it, but they just overused it a little bit.
Yeah, like
I'm getting irritated.
Yeah,
if they're gonna do it, I don't mind the mistransformation or the time limit, but at least when he's transformed into something he's had for a while, he should be able to use it easily. Because we just saw him, like, just a series ago, it wasn't like it's been a 5-year hiatus or something, use, like, NRG or Water Hazard with ease. He knew exactly how to use them, so you can still have a handicap if he can only be there for 5 minutes, but he should know how to use their powers.
Yeah.
Siphon,
how about that
weird.
Siphon? That was creepy. I got scared by Siphon.
I was like, who is that? Oh, okay.
Like, at first I looked at it and I'm like, is that Siphon? And I thought, I'm like, number one, I didn't think Siphon was important enough that he would be there.
I couldn't remember who Siphon was.
He's Vilgax's third favorite lackey. I don't know who the second one is. Probably his tentacles.
They're in Shuquan Shinobi.
I kind of like his redesign. I thought it was a little weird that, you know, the right-hand man of Vilgax is now all of a sudden on Earth and, you know, threatening small businesses. it just seemed like a major step down.
I run my own stick now. I collect tribute money. Like, and we don't even know where Vilgax is, because, like, between Alien Force and Ultimate Alien, he was thought to be dead, but in this one, he was just kind of lying there, like, oh, I got stabbed. Fuck. That's all he did, because he's going to get his voice changed back, hopefully.
I got stabbed. Damn it.
Because I know he transformed into people, and he was like, I'm Ben.
And that little creature was there, and I kept transforming into other things.
That's what I think it is. What I meant to bring up is that, because a lot of the interviews and like the previews, they were talking about how Ben's all experience and no training, and Rook's like reverse. I feel like with Ben's messing up, they're trying too hard to enforce that idea. Whereas making him seem really good, which it doesn't make sense, because you think Rook's really good training, but you think he would screw up when he has to fight actual enemies, whereas Ben's fought, like, hundreds of enemies. But, like, they're trying to reinforce that a little too much. At least Ben knew how to use Terra Spin to be a hover round. That was fun.
Terra Spin.
I find it funny that I was complaining a long time ago. Actually, it was probably for most of the series in Ultimate Alien. He would, like, constantly spam the Andromeda 5 aliens. And, like, he used almost all 5 of them in this episode. The only one he didn't use was Amphibian. I'm like, this is the new series! Son of a bitch!
Gravitac was fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him happening. He was like, oh, the gravity powers. I'm like, cool, you're colored right. Oh, wait, you're not a toy. Son of a bitch.
What?
Because none of his toys are colored right. He's like a red, sort of, and like all of his toys are like a light brown. That sounds really bitchy when I say it out loud. This is awful. Fuck my life.
I'm glad I made you say it out loud then.
Suicide note. It's like, I just can't take it anymore. All the Gravitacs don't match.
I love it. When I say it out loud, it sounds really bitchy and annoying. Yeah, welcome to listening to your voice all the time.
Oh, burn.
Yeah. Now I forgot what I was going to say. So that's jokes on me. Rook was fun. He was pretty funny. I like Rook.
Ben solidified him as his partner when he gave him chili fries.
Yeah.
Partners. I was like, that's what would happen to me if someone gave me cheese fries.
Like, In-N-Out Burger, Brian just punches him.
I got your In-N-Out Burger.
Don't ever speak that word to me again. Like when someone comes to me, Ranger Nation! Ow! I'm just trying to get you mega excited. Now you got mega punched.
This may just be, you know, my own taste in humor, but I felt like some of the jokes were a little cliche. Like the whole, like, amateur partner teaming up with, you know, experienced guy. It's like, okay, this feels a little cliche.
he tried to make a joke and it just didn't work. No?
No, I get it.
Oh, okay.
It's like that. You did a great example of it.
That wasn't a joke. Okay, whatever. Moving along.
Yeah, but we're laughing at you and that's what counts.
Oh, okay. Yay, I'm getting laughed at.
Yep. Aren't you happy? I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to more and stuff. I hope the future episodes are better than this one was. I mean, I like the episode. I'm looking forward to something actually
I think it just wasn't exciting for me because, well, A, like, the first half, I feel like more happened for some reason.
Yeah, it did.
And, like, the second half, I had seen about 40% of it already in preview clips and trailers. So,
whatever you say.
Grandpa Max's eyes still creep me out.
He's got Brock syndrome.
Oh, God.
Like, I can't be the only person that found that incredibly disturbing.
His eyes withered away in that tube.
They dissolved.
That's legitimately what happened.
It's not even a joke. Like, that's what happened. I don't know why everyone's laughing. Why are you laughing?
This ain't no game. It's real life.
It's real life. You stay in that tube too long, your eyes turn into little tiny prunes. Little tiny line shaped prunes.
Brian's lost it. He's really tired.
I am really tired. What the hell else was on?
There's Mighty Heroes, Brian.
Oh, yeah, there was that.
What did I think of it?
I forgot what happened again.
They broke into their house.
Oh, yeah, the other Avengers were there. It was actually a decent episode. I just can never remember what happened. Because, like, there's a Falcon and a Winter Soldier and Red Hulk.
Bucky revealed!
And who the fuck was the other one?
I don't remember.
Your mother.
Fuck.
Yes, fuck your mother.
I don't remember who the other one was.
Wait, who'd you list so far? I wasn't listening.
His Winter Soldier.
Red Hulk.
Red Hulk and Falcon.
His
Doc
mother.
Samson.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Who?
His mother.
Doc Samson.
Doc Samson.
Brian's mom.
The guy with the green hair.
Oh, that dude.
He was fighting Miss Marvel.
Yeah, Brian's mom.
Why do we keep him here?
Like, you know what happens. You don't talk about things that I like. I just go crazy.
God, I wish Skype still had that mute feature. When you're the call master and you can mute people, and then you just hang up. That's not the same thing.
Well, I see how it is.
Yep.
I should fake leave like Dawson did that one time.
Okay.
That one time I really left.
And no one cared.
So yeah, Red Skull was there, and he was all like, "I'm gonna make everyone look like me, because that's
what is he, the master?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I get it.
Everyone was.
Everyone will get it in like a few days.
And stuff happened, and then they won.
Cool.
And Bucky was there. He's like, "Oh my
Bucky
god,
Larson, Bucky Larson, former child star. Wait." Not Bucky Larson, that's Dickie Larson, former child star. Wait, Dickie Robinson. What the fuck is that movie? No, it's just Dickie Robinson. Is it?
I'm enjoying him struggling. This is fun for me.
Knucking Futs. Son of a bitch. I'm the only one that probably seen that movie, too.
No, I've seen it.
I didn't see it. But I am enjoying you sucking at life.
Life sucking. Yay. I don't know. Yeah, decent episode. Even though I couldn't remember it ever.
I thought it was alright. I hope the payoff between Cap and Winter Soldier is good. I mean, I hope it turns out well.
They just never mention it again.
But... aside from that, it was pretty standard.
Exactly.
It was standard. It was relaxed.
I mean, it's essentially, you know, it's furthering the little Red Hulk thing, and then...
That just seems like it's going nowhere.
Setting up the whole Winter Soldier thing.
Well, let's set up this Winter Soldier thing. We haven't concluded this Red Hulk thing, and... we'll conclude everything at the same time in one episode. Righto.
I feel like spoiling it.
Spoilers, they win. What are we going to do?
My god, they win?
No, actually they lose. Red Skull wins.
Everyone dies.
Everyone, exactly. Everyone dies and they reboot it into Ultimate Avengers or whatever they're calling it.
Oh god.
Avengers what is Assembled.
No.
Oh, okay.
Do that.
I'm feeling sexy.
I want Phony Stark in Avengers Assembled. If it's not him voicing Stark, I won't watch it.
Instead of Nathan Petrelli?
Yeah.
Okay. I know the Hulk's going to be the same.
I need Phony Stark in my life.
Oh, yeah, because the Hulk's voice, you know, that takes real fast.
That's very important. His personality is funny.
Yeah, he is.
Like if he all of a sudden is British, I'm going to be upset.
Okay, I'd kind of like to see British Hulk.
Oh, God.
I liked this show so much better when it was season one.
Yeah. I liked it better when I was watching Young Justice.
I don't think... Okay, because I find I kind of fall in the middle between Kiefer's "this is the best thing ever" and you guys, like, "I slept through it" kind of take on the show.
They put those stupid scenes throughout.
I'm just like, yeah, it's okay. You know, there's obviously been a bit of a decrease in quality. I feel like they are trying to rush it a bit. Because they're fitting, you know, what could be several seasons worth of plots into this final season, and they're rushing things, and some of it kind of feels like they're copying themselves, and, you know, it doesn't really have as much of the same charm from the first season.
I feel like...
I don't think it's bad.
Yeah, I don't think it's really bad,
It's gotten to that point where it's just like, this is a standard episode. This is, you know, this
like
is what
I've payoff talking. Is just never good. Like, it's always like they're leading up to something, whether it's a two-parter or if it's like the invasion, and then it's always resolved in like 3 minutes. Like, oh, it's cool.
Gotten to where, like, I don't hate or dislike the episodes I'm watching, but I no longer get excited for it.
Well, yeah, I don't hate them. I'm just not really interested. I'm like, it's over.
I think it's just because the shows just have tendencies to lose me when they get really episodic, or when they have, like, the thing that intrigues me about Earth's Mightiest Heroes is that there's always little bits of continuous plot, even if the shows are episodic, but they're not chaining together as well as season one did. So yeah. It's kind of bouncing all over the place in terms of subplots, and they're just kind of not coherently connecting to me, and so I just kind of lose interest.
I definitely agree. Like I said, it doesn't feel like it's as well done as season one. I don't think it's bad, but yeah, right. it's not as well polished. And I do feel like they're just kind of rushing themselves, you know. They're heading towards an end, so they're trying to finish up those loose plot lines that they wanted to get to.
Yeah,
that's what I think is going on. I don't take my word for it, or do take my word for it.
I'm just gonna take your word.
That's always fun.
With the inclusion of the laugh track, am I still the only one that keeps up with Transformers?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Well, I don't know. I thought you were... Do you watch Transformers Prime?
I'm way behind.
Oh, okay.
So. I'm, like, still on season one.
Fuck you people, man.
I'm sorry. Like, my DVR didn't record it.
Well, this episode was...
I've missed out... I have all of the second half of the second season recorded, and none of the first half, so I don't want to jump into it without seeing all of that.
Shit happened, and Nathan Drake was there, and Megatron found a sword, and then Optimus took it, and then there was explosions, and then it ended.
You know the only thing that matters to me? Adam Baldwin is gone. That's when I left. I was like, this is a good time to walk away, because I was bored, and there's no Adam Baldwin. And he had an eye patch, so he was legit.
It's funny because he wasn't in that many episodes.
But yeah, but I knew he was there. I'm like, somewhere right now, Adam Baldwin is off there being a man. And not anymore.
That plot line got wrapped up way too fast, I think.
I'm out being a man somewhere. Somewhere, not here, but somewhere.
Well, please put your manhood away.
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
Fine, but Brian told me he wanted to.
What?
What?
I didn't say anything like this.
What are these lies?
You are a liar and a whore.
Oh, you know it.
The fuck was that one line from Self in the episode I just watched? He's like, your mother was a whore. You're a whore. It's like, well, your dad being a whore.
And your grandfather turned tricks at the gas station.
Because he was a whore, too.
It was just really funny because I like how it started, basically, because she pulled the gun on him. He just goes, whore! And then, like, it spun out of control from there.
I was like, it's Kevin.
What, I'm a whore?
No, he responded like you would. Whore.
Don't sound like
you're a whore. Your mother was a whore. Your sister is a whore.
Well, they are.
Dad is a whore. How tricks down at the gas station because he was a whore too.
I love how Don Self changed. Like, at the beginning, he's like, I'm Don Self, there's lollipops and a deal with the government. And now he's like, whore. Like, he got a potty mouth when he turned evil.
I just like to say whore.
Oh, it was hysterical. And you know, I want to find that clip on YouTube anyway. I don't know how to search for that, though. Don Self calls everyone a whore.
It seems to be, like, you can safely search things on the internet now because Kevin was searching, like, bangmyballs.com and it's not even a site or whatever.
But apparently if you type cowboys.com, it's some kind of, like, gay dating site.
What? They're ruining cowboys?
Like if you try to find, like, the Dallas Cowboys football team, and you just type cowboys, that was, I saw on the internet that, like, people got surprised thinking they were going to their favorite football team's website. Instead, they got, like, a gay dating site.
Same thing.
It's funny because it makes fun of sports.
Things that make fun of sports are fun.
Oh, you children.
My computer needs to learn what a Figma is.
Us children, the guy who's, you know, sitting over there talking about his penis 24/7. Yeah, okay.
Not 24/7.
Oh, I'm sorry. You take breaks to call people whores.
I do. I also sleep occasionally.
Occasionally.
There goes that hive mind again.
Jeez. People's problem is.
I know what your problem is.
Whore.
Whore. There was more. Tell me about your grandfather. This cap or ass, teabag? No, I have a mustache now. I'm a good guy.
Well, it's okay. Gone now.
Oh, fuck. And there he goes. Now he looks like grease. Everyone's suited up when you work for the company. You suit up. Does he have that ring on his fake hand?
I don't remember. I need to look.
He tweaked it up like it was all growing fungus.
He turned, like, yellow, man.
Ring on it, and Link's all, like, fuck ties.
I feel like half the people of Sona pissed on it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's a discussion for a different ramble time. We need to do RR and RR for Prison Break. Just you and me.
Should. That'd be awesome.
I feel like there was another cartoon before Revolution, but I don't think there was.
No. Brian just wants more cartoons.
There's a lot of shit next week. We got TMNT and Young Justice and Green Lantern and Earth's Mightiest Heroes and Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And
Underpants.
And wait. They don't even air the toy commercials! I didn't even know they were responsible for that. I thought it was up to the commercial people.
It's up to Bandai.
I know, like, they're the ones that they pay the network to advertise on, though. It's not their problem. Disney airs it more, because then they pay Disney, because... God damn it, people, just shut up and let Power Rangers die. Then I'll be happy. I won't be happy until it's dead.
Oh, Lord.
Hashtag positive nation!
Okay, so Revolution happened.
Yep, they did some stuff.
And Jeff got real excited.
I thought it was a pretty good episode.
There was a lot of running around and a lot of fighting.
Yeah, because that one, one chick and the bearded man's like, oh, why do you have an iPhone? And she's like, because I have the pictures in here. Like, that's how popular iPhones are. They're even popular after electricity's gone. Like, there's still a midnight launch. People are, like, going to get the new sleek brick. And I kept thinking, I'm like, damn it. Everyone still has an iPhone. Then they were running around and like, I have a question before I get to that. When you made that Charlie bit me joke, was that inspired by the part where the British chick just kept saying, Charlie?
Yes.
Charlie. I knew it. I could pinpoint it. It's like she kept saying it.
I thought she was saying that. I was like, it's the accent. And I was like, Charlie bit me.
Charlie. I'm like, it's a boy's name. That was probably offended people out there.
Named Charlie.
Like that mechanic named Leslie in Drake and Josh.
I think that one black chick's boned. Like, I don't think she's actually gonna die. I think she's just gonna get captured. Okay,
like everyone sees the American flag and they're like, die!
Die!
That just sucks.
I want one of them little necklaces that, like, automatically give you EMP repellers.
What?
The necklaces that, like, apparently repel the EMP signal.
Oh.
Of course, I'm just assuming that it's a continuous EMP pulse that's knocking out the power, but...
Like,
scientifically, I can't think of anything else.
When they said it's fan-made... I didn't even think about science.
When they said it's... 'Cause you can't read.
Fan-made? Obviously, I kind of... I pretty much suspected it, but when they started saying it, first I thought it was that general dude. Like, he did it to rule everything.
Oh, Monroe?
Yeah, and I thought maybe he turned it off, and then he wanted people just to gather a bunch of helicopters, and then he's going to turn it back on and be like, look how many helicopters I can fly away. But then I was thinking, well, it's probably something else that happened, but he knows he could maybe turn it back on, and that's why he's getting all this, like, equipment.
Yeah. They know something about it, because... The fuck, Charlie's dad, dad, was all like, "We got to pack up, we got to go. It's happening." So he knew what was happening ish. We don't know what happened. Like I said, I'm just assuming it was an EMP pulse. But the only thing I didn't know whether, like factually speaking, whether you could negate an EMP pulse with something else,
with a necklace.
I didn't really know how that worked. I didn't bother researching it. I just wanted to... I was like, I have my thought, and I'm not going to let go of it. Even if it's not scientifically possible, this is fiction.
For all we know, it's a cross-loader causing all this. We don't even know.
Probably. It's a Digimon. It's a rogue Digimon.
It's probably Bagramon crossing over into our world. That's what's happening.
It's a wild one.
It's a wild one. And then they spin around on those computer chairs, and like, beep, 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 and they spin, and the other guy's like the Japanese early version of the guy from CSI Miami. They totally ripped his character off. I think that came first, maybe. Don't quote me.
Got another
that.
Wild one.
What else happened? And then she shot.
Like, I'm Steve Bloom.
She shot that guy with that Assassin's Creed weapon. She was like, I'm gonna kill you.
What was it exactly? A gun that had one bullet?
I was wondering, like, they made it out of...
Like a foot away?
Michael Scofield, like, here's some detergent and some smart flute music, and then, like, I don't know how she activated it. Like, she just pointed it and shot. I'm like, was that telepathic?
This is how you take out an entire group of people with rifles. You act like a whore.
Like a whore.
Whore.
And then you just have my uncle come in and just go assassin on everyone and chop everyone in half. That's and there's also a black lady that does the same thing.
Lots of black ladies in this show.
Brian's upset
by
that.
Lot, I mean too.
The other chick got is getting out to get her stuff stolen. The poor
Brian doesn't really like black ladies.
Wilson is there, whoever it was.
The volleyball?
I don't remember what the guy's name was that showed up at her house. Because she typed on the computer in MS-DOS. She was like...
It's like Dawson Ryder. But because that guy had like a taser, not taser. Well, it's sort of a taser.
Yeah, it was a taser.
It looks like a police baton with a taser on the end. They're gonna reenact that scene from The Hangover.
he had one of them necklaces too.
Yeah, it's like some sort of club.
Maybe the necklace club. It's like the Breakfast Club, except not as delicious.
Necklace Club is just a bunch of post-apocalyptic people. And then we have, I don't remember her name in the show, so I call her Juliet. That was her name in Lost, the mom at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I thought for a second when he walked in, I'm like, oh, fuck, she's behind it all. We got another evil mom story. The dad, everyone's losing their dads, and their moms are all evil. That's what always happens. But no, he just kidnapped her and lets her color or whatever she was doing.
Here you go. Here's your crayons and your paper. Thank you. Color, color, color. Oh, the black one broke. It's always the crayon that runs out the quickest. You always need a black fucking crayon. No? Am I the only one that has black problems?
I don't like crayons at all, so...
Fuck you too.
I'm sorry, I was one of those kids in school who, when you said color this, I was like, ugh, I don't want to do this. Give me some more math problems or something. I don't want to color.
Oh my god.
Oh, I actually kind of agree.
What did I hate? I didn't mind coloring, I hated when we had to draw.
Oh, I don't
like coloring twice.
It's like coloring twice.
Well, then it's even worse when I have to, like... Well, then it was even worse when I had to, like, use scissors and glue and... Yeah, you didn't want me to have to do that.
I can't start doing things.
I can't cut a straight line. I also tended to get glue in the pockets of my jacket somehow. I'm really not sure how. That's not a joke.
You sound like a mental patient.
I know it's not a joke. That's why I'm laughing.
Remember Kevin the therapist? That was a fun night. people telling him. Remember we were talking about Kevin being a therapist? People telling his problems. I'm sorry, were you talking? You know I don't listen when you talk.
That's what I pay you for. You don't pay me. The company pays me. Oh, God. The company. Oh God. Fuck.
He's company. He's not a Bible salesman. Get him.
Oh, God. It's like a toku that ruins the English language. This will ruin the company for me. I have to be specific, though.
Every time you hear gate and wizard, now you're just going to be like, captivity of negativity. Hashtag teabag nation.
Teabag and the handy cables.
That's what the new team is called with Link and all them. It's Teabag and the handy cables. Because Link's just like, ugh, and Self's like, whore. I'm whore, but now I have a hole in my stomach. And
Christian's like, yeah, I know. Well, Self can be like, whore, and Gresham can be like, hole, and points to her chest.
Hole.
Yes. So anyway, I look forward to more of the,
and Prison Break.
The revoluting. And such like, so. I think that's all of our shows, so prepare for a 3-hour ramble time next week.
Yeah.
Oh, Two Broke Girls was on, it was funny.
Oh yeah, it was funny.
There we go. We're obligated to say that.
Her dad was there, I'm like, oh my god, they showed his face.
Oh my god, who gives a fuck?
But they showed it. Revealed! Caroline's dad revealed! Confirmed!
My thought was, who gives a fuck?
I honestly thought there was going to be money in that trophy.
I knew there wasn't. I wanted to think there was, but I knew there wasn't going to be because nothing good can happen. It's like Prison Break. Nothing good can happen to these people.
That's true.
I was upset and
Chestnut didn't show up in the pilot. Or that Chestnut's my favorite character.
Yeah. I miss Chestnut. Anyway. So that it, I think, yeah. So now it's time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekly day.
I should probably get Facebook open.
Who likes to do things
so
to Brian?
Doing that. Target is the weirdest place ever.
That's right.
So, Avengers came out on Tuesday, and Target's like, you can get, in the ad, there was like, you can get the Blu-ray and DVD combo pack for $20. I'm like, okay, and it's like, bonus, Blu-ray making of disc or whatever. I'm like, yay, bonus. And so you go to the store.
Bonus, not boners.
Oh, sorry.
You go to the store. The DVD by itself is $16.99. The Blu-ray and DVD combo pack is $19.99, so it's only $3 difference. And then the one that has the Blu-ray 3D, the Blu-ray, the DVD, the digital copy, plus a free soundtrack was also $19.99. Why? Why would anyone get the Blu-ray and DVD by itself for the same price when you could get the digital copy and a free soundtrack?
If they're super against 3D.
I mean, I don't particularly like 3D, but...
Wait, what were we talking about? I wasn't listening at all.
That's fine. No one gives a fuck.
What's your favorite RPG? Fuck you.
Well, you don't ask a question like that. It makes me think, and I don't like to think.
Well, I feel like I'm offended by you now, and that's
fine. That's fine.
No one wants to mug Cat.
Should learn to listen every now and then.
I was trying to open Facebook and I couldn't figure out how to spell it.
Facebook? Is it PH?
Facebook.
How do you spell passion? PASH? No H?
Yeah. Has everyone got Facebook open?
I do.
Fakebook? Yeah, I got Fakebook open.
So this week's question is... I need to get up to it so make sure I don't say it wrong. Okay, what is the first item in your Toku toy collection?
Yay.
Yay, questions.
So, Anthony Ciano says, my Kamen Rider Ixa belt.
That was a long answer, Brian. You need to drag that out. And then... Dihiran Mohan Kapoor says, SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Double Extreme, which I still have not put the review up for. I think it died when my computer went zombie.
Christopher Hodgson says, Hopper's Ector.
Oh, that
was it. I there's no more for that answer.
I think you're just trying to figure things out.
I was letting yours all read the next
one. Okay. Artemy Utakin, I'm really sorry if I butchered your name. package with DX Deca Driver and DX Garen Belt.
Yay. I don't know.
Right. So, Marvelous J. Mac says, if you're talking Toku in general, it was the Power Rangers Automorphin figures and Finster figure. Japanese specifically, my first was Gout Elephant, which I got for a steal during the original run of Wild Force for $20 ships to... from Canada.
That's how they spell shipped in Canada, Brian. Stop it. And then Greg Santucci says, a candy toy go say great. I painted the Phoenix pink instead of white. You rebel.
Tanner Griggs says, Rescue Megazord was my first PR toy. When I got into Tokatsu, it was the High Octane Megazord. First Rider toy... SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Kabuto. Oh, that, look, it's a common look. So that first Figure Art Kabuto, it's the same thing for everyone else under the sun. First Rider Belt, the DX Blay Buckle. That's a poor belt to start with. It doesn't do anything.
Open up.
Like I'm closing it. Open up. Damn it.
Say close up. You know, that belt's kind of like a vagina. If you think about it, it's got, like, the lips. Okay.
You just pull on it and it opens up? Well, I don't understand.
Yeah. The hell?
Please move on. Sorry.
Ryan Hartman says, Japanese, : the Kiva belt. American, : something Zio. Can't remember what, though. XD.
It's very nice. Alex Hartman's brother.
Okay, so Jerry Gregg!
Jerry Gregg! Jerry Gregg!
Okay. It was some random Sentai and Kamen Rider cards, and yep, I changed the picture. Sorry, Dawson, I like this better, and maybe you'll say my name right. Nope.
No, what was the picture before?
I don't know what it was before, but now it's a really awesome-looking Spider-Man outfit.
I think it's the black guy. He's like, I'm Spider-Man, but I'm black.
Okay.
Yeah, that I walked into that one again. Pirate, Sean Gardinier says, the first Toku toy, huh?
Yep.
Well, to be honest, it was the Shudo phone. You can tell what it was Shudo phone, Dawson. God, stop spelling it wrong when you're speaking. And Suzy Changer. I just love those two changers. Then again, I love Samurai in general. And who doesn't? I hope I sensing sarcasm there.
I hope so.
Doesn't spelled with an E. I'm sorry.
That says Dawson. Next is Joe Wesson, who says, my first Sentai toy was a Go Roader GT. I started to buy one of those. My first Rider toy was an Oz Driver. Well, somebody bought the one that was on Mandrake.
We should have bought it faster.
Okay, this little yellow frog guy says, in terms of stuff that I still own, I'd say my first would be the DX MMPR Thunder Megazord. I remember getting him, the Tiger Zord, the Dragon Zord, and Serpentera at a flea market back in 97 or 98. And I absolutely love, and absolutely loving them. I'm sorry, Kiefer. They were some of my favorite toys when I was a kid, and are the only older Power Ranger toys to survive in my collection over the years without being sold on eBay or in yard sales.
I kind
of
want...
sold yours. Mine ended up with one of my little cousins.
Halfway through, I'm sorry, I screwed it up because I just kind of envisioned you like saying that as if you were telling a story. Back in the summer of 1997, I was trolling the flea market, and here I came upon Tiger Zord and Dragon Zord.
Can Aerosol do my book on tape for me? It's a very soothing voice.
I'm just gonna say Kyle Spork because that makes me happy. Sentai.
I'm sure it would.
Candy Toy Ranger Key Set 1. That's new. Rider Figure Arts Tajador. That's new also.
I'm happy.
Tajadolu.
Victor Filosofo Jamie says my candy toy Aka Ranger Key. Psh, that ain't no Aka Buster.
Aka Buster's legit. He's hanging out on all my fucking computer equipment over here.
Conceived by Kat and Ryan and Zeron. Kevin and I were present for the conception.
Oh god. Okay.
Let's see. Gabe Marsh says, I think it was that Dino Thunder Ice Megazord toy. I can't remember what it was called. I still have most of the bird. Bit sadly, I lost everything else. Colon, open parenthesis.
Rich Hernandez says, Excellular with Holder. I like your picture, by the way, dude. It's Scott Pilgrim. Cool.
Colon E. Watkins says, my Titanium Ranger figure that I got at my 7th birthday party. Still have it! !! End parentheses.
Is that like one of those tweets I see where they're like, your brain doesn't recognize the second and?
Yeah. Like, my brain cool. Got the second got.
It Maybe got, it's got. Just and.
It's probably it's oh. Just and.
So now we have Danger! Joe Bailey! Mine's boring. I got the vinyls of the Gokaiger. They now protect her Mayan 64. They protect her Mayan 64! Ain't nobody gonna get it.
Oh, there it is. Jared Castile says, my first Toku toy is going to be the Kamen Rider Wizard Driver Bell. Well, that's cool. Hope you can find one.
Hope you can find this one.
I mean, I got one, but some of us aren't that cool. Brian.
Brody Taylor Gage says, earliest of American Toku is the Thunder Zords from MMPR Season 2. And for Japanese SHF, Gatakiri Ba and Ra Tora Ta.
I'm sorry.
Gatakiri Ba is a horrible figure to start with.
Oh, and Ra Tora Ta is much better.
Mine was Gatakiri Ba.
Doesn't have Bata legs.
Yeah, if you gave me half a figure of anyone else, it would still be better than Gatakiriba.
True.
Well, I want a figure arts teabag with the handicap wheels.
Abraham Khan says, for the American side of Toku, I believe my first toy was the Mega Winger. Mega Winger! From Power Rangers.
Let's wreck it!
Space. From the Japanese side of Toku, I'd say the Sakonomaru from Samurai Sentai Shinkenger.
I like the way he says, I'd say, like he's picking what his favorite first toy was. What kind of ultra memory to be? Edward Quack says, I think it was the Fize Driver when it came out, and I was a 6. Like, is that your hotness level or your age? Or could it have been the Megazord from Ninja Storm? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what the 6 is indicating.
Muhammad Fize Daniel says, Captain, this is Fize, the Nexus Accelerator Daniel speaking. Well, get ready to be shocked like thunder as you, the 3 RRR Stooges, will be surprised with my answer.
Read faster.
Drum roll, please. And my answer is Figuarts, not a Shiko. Zom, fan favorite. Hashtag Figuarts crazy. Hashtag Rider Nation. Just joking. Actually, my real answer is SH Figuarts Kamen Rider Kabuto Hyperform.
That's almost Kabuto.
Not only my first figure I bought, but also my first DX and legit Toku toy. It's not DX. Evar. Why, you may ask?
Box.
First Hyper Kabuto is one of my favorite Kamen Rider forms of all time. Second to Rising Ixa. Gotta love the wings of light and the perfect sector. It's so pretty like Dawson.
Oh,
what? Why is it pretty?
He knows you're the most feminine of all of us. Second, buying a figure
a
has
with me, right?
Been a dream for me since the 3 RR Stooges always review figure arts, and I'm amazed at Bandai's ingenuity with superb articulation and an amazing posing action. What are you, like, their poster boy now? And third, I bought this for RM150. That's almost $50 in conversion. Okay, which is quite pricey.
What the hell is RM?
But I
is that from Clom?
Can handle it because it's figure arts and it's awesome. Hashtag hyper crack up. No, it's hyper cock up.
Can't remember a time when Kevin wasn't reading that.
I can't remember a time I was excited to read that. That's why I was so depressed sounding.
Aerosol's getting ready. He's got a long one.
Oh, are you done?
He's got my favorite guy.
I was trying to look up what RN was. I'm sorry.
Registered mouse.
It's like Malaysian ringgits or something like that, isn't it?
Sure.
Suddenly I'm reminded of Beer Fest when they tried to pay him in euros and they just start laughing. You can't just bring a case of Monopoly money.
Anyway, Charles Chong says, Fize Driver. Whew. Oh, I'm sorry. That really took it on me.
Sean Stewart.
Sorry, I forgot the cue. I was focusing on Harry Potter.
Says mostly figure art since I really have no use for belts and weapons.
I like how the silence was added by that wind. Like it made it seem like there was a tumbleweed going by.
I'm trying to figure out why that's so funny.
My first were the Shinken red and gold figurettes from Toys R Us since I did not have a debit or credit card yet. Plus, I inherited a $50 gift. How do you inherit a gift card? Did you pop a cap in a kid's ass to get a
media play?
Gift card?
So it was left to him in a will.
2 figurettes for $20. I was happy. Though the first figurette that I bought from the main Toku stores... was Akiba Red with the figure art stands at Mandrake. I think I got them for 2,400 yen. Now I have at least 7 to 8 figure arts and GoBuster candy toys, and I'm waiting for a J figure art, so are we. That is well worth the price, whatever it may be.
J figure art revealed! Oh. That's what all the stories are going to say. Revealed! And we're going to be like...
So exciting, they said revealed! Oh my god, I'm so excited!
But they'll say it like 6 months after we see it for the first time.
I can't wait to see the re-report of the new scans that we are going to talk about in the future. I'll be like, reveal! Okay.
Ultimate, man.
TKD Tigray says,
"Ultimatum." What a stupid name!
The next one's gonna be the Born or the Movie War Supremacy and Movie War Identity, and then the one they're gonna use Hawkeye in it somehow. Was that one called? That's Supremacy. What was the middle one?
Oh,
does it matter?
Hawkeye is connected to Marvel, and Marvel had an event called Ultimatum. It's like seven things with Kevin Bacon or whatever. Only it's
six
three.
Degrees of separation or 7 degrees.
Seven.
Confirmed.
Okay, guys, I don't know.
It's confirmed that Koichi Sakamoto is doing the directing for Movie War Ultimatum.
Confirmed! Exclamation point!
I know! Shit. Like, all happy news upsets me. Anyway, back to TKD.
All happy upsets me.
Yes,
just all happy news. A big deal out of everything.
I know. They need to, like, follow guy code. You just say, it was cool. That's the appropriate amount of excitement you're supposed to have. You're not supposed to fly off the handle every time someone says something. My God, the filming's begun! Okay, enough trolling people for now. I'll save it for next week. Okay, so back to TKD Tigray. Tigray, he sounds like a wrestler. For American Toku, Lost Galaxy portable game that was shaped like a Galaxy Megazord. I totally have that. It's missing an arm because I did a teabag replica. And Japanese Toku was the Mobirates. And by the way, last Facebook question, I said I liked Charmed because my ex showed it to me. She was bi, so it was interesting, lols. I feel like I know you so much better now.
I feel like I like you so much better now. I don't know why that was important, but I think
that's
I like
so random.
That's so random.
That's an awful show.
That's so canceled.
So here are the toys that I got. By the way, I once dated a bi girl. She introduced me to Charmed.
New favorite commenter ever.
Sorry, I'm not making fun of you. I just really like that.
It was like that 11 days thing from some point in the time stream. I don't remember when that happened.
Okay, so next is this guy.
First time commenter.
Jeff Moses says, I'm not a big collector of just anything, but I do collect, like, certain characters. I have my Dragon Dagger still not in good shape, but still have it. Collect MMPR green, turbo blue, samurai gold stuff. Also have a few SHFA, Decade, My First Rider Show, Cyclone Joker Extreme, Fang, personal fave of show.
That's a weird way of ending it. I don't know why. How are we going to handle this guy with his hat?
So the next four comments are from Daniel Adkins. His first comment reads, PR, Time Force Morpher. His next comment, this is like a countdown, you know, the top 10. Number 2, Kamen Rider Birth Driver.
Kamen Rider Boss.
Okay, Super Sentai, Shinken Red Key. And his last comment is him apologizing for the previous three posts.
My bad.
At least he's sorry.
It's all right, dude. Shift enter, by the way.
Or just keep typing. Well, we could still read it just without the succession.
Right. So Eric Beltran says, for American Toku, it would have to be the Mighty Morphin Fliphead figures my parents gave me when I was a kid and the MMPR Megazord.
For MMPR.
For Kamen Rider, it was the Denim Imagine figure art. I was kind of surprised at first because I did not expect figure arts to be so small. They always look bigger on your computer screen, but as I got a new figure art every time I got used to the size and even the price lulls, well, sort of. For Sentai, it would be the Bokenger Mechas since I was horrified by the Power Rangers Operation Overdrive versions. Sorry, Kevin's ears. And saddened by no Flashpoint Megazord. Is that one piloted by Kim?
Why is her bitch? She's like, buy my movie, and then she just like shoots out flyers out of the cannons. Why is everyone so concerned about Kevin ears? Is that because he was talking about ear sex that one time?
It's just because I hate Overdrive, so every time they mention it, I feel like they have to apologize.
So concerned about it. And then finally, we have EagleArt026 says, I don't remember my old toys, because he was a Time Lord brain, another joke there somewhere. But for Kamen Rider, I remember buying the K-Touch because it was on sale or something. And then remembering I don't have a DK driver to go along with it. It seems funny, like, Oh man, I look like a dumbass. Maybe I'll buy best version. As for Sentai, I got him a Byret and am now super addicted to the Ranger Key gimmick. And my first figure art is a Taja Dor figure art, and I got it AX 2012 from Bluefin because they're the heroes and they brought them to America. Hashtag Datus Nation. Hashtag Brofist.
They're the heroes that brought them to America.
They're heroes. They're my idols. Confirmed.
Denied.
That'll be my first comment next time an article says confirmed. Revealed. Put its clothes back on.
So, fighting off Yon. There we go.
Young? Johnny Young Bosch?
That's not his name, Brian. You know that.
Like, I'm still relevant. I'm Asian. I changed my name to be more Asian.
Dude, guys, he was the second Black Ranger. Did you know that?
No way.
No.
Revealed!
Revealed. Go, go.
I thought the Black Ranger was a black guy. Isn't that the only Black Ranger they've ever done ever? Because all that ever was is this original MMPR.
What? That's cray cray.
That's cray cray.
So my first American Toku figure, or toy rather, I think I got all. Was Green Ranger out at the beginning? I don't think it was.
Revealed.
But I got the Automorphin figures first. That was the first Power Ranger thing I bought.
I think he was out. Flipheads was the first set, was the six of them.
Okay, then I got all six of them. Though that's the first American Toku thing I remember. My first Japanese was, man, probably the Apache from Abba Ranger, the purple one.
Apache? That sounds funny.
Apache Chief?
Yeah.
Inner Chuck.
That's the first thing I can think of. I think I got that one after I got the Time Warp Megazord, the yellow one from Time Force that punched the
Providus.
Providus. I think it's Time Warp's Power Ranger one. I think, I don't remember. I think I got Patchy before I got him. I don't remember. But my first Rider toy was the Deca Driver. And then I got, I think I went Deca Driver, and then I got the K-Touch. And then I think after the K-Touch is when I got all the Kiva shit. And that giant Eagle J-Box.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I remember that vlog. The whole review thing, and yeah.
We know all about you, Shukun Shinobi. We've seen your videos, unfortunately.
Yeah, today making money.
By car insurance. I had to watch them all twice. I still have that video to work on. Now I'm like super behind. I don't think it's ever, I'm still like a dream in the back of my head to see it.
Turns out I have 500 videos. I found out that's the only comments I got on one of my reviews. Then on sword form.
They're like, congrats on your 500th video. I'm like, oh, cool.
Like my Deno sword from all the comments say, and no one commented on the review itself. It is a 500 videos. I'm like, oh, okay. That's cool. Whatever.
Videos revealed.
Ah, Lord.
It was revealed, though. It's confirmed.
Go. As long as it was confirmed, because if it wasn't confirmed, I might have a problem.
Oh, then I was going to answer the question.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for Dawson. It's his turn. He goes second.
Someone has to tell me it's my turn. This is like second grade, okay? So my first, I guess, overall, which starting with PR, was just the Black Ranger Fliphead figure. I think my first Sentai one was Wolkaiser, because it was a birthday gift. And my first Rider figure, or toy in general, was this little mini trading figure for V3. And obviously everyone knows our first figure arts are all Kabuto and Dark Kabuto. And I think that's it.
My first figure art actually was Momotaros and Urataros. But I'm just saying. But no, my first ones, I think the first thing I got was the Morpher and Gun set. MMPR. I remember correctly, because that's going way back in my head. The first Sentai things I got, I know were Changers. I don't remember if they were Magi or Deca, because I got them around the same time. I just remember getting a box with, like, the SP license and the Master license,
And then I had another one that had, like, the Magiphone. I think that might have been it. Like, in the, I don't remember, in the Grip Phone or something like that. I got one, I don't remember which one came first. My first writer stuff was, if I remember right, because I don't document these things like I should, actually the Garen and Liangle belt. Those are awful.
The vagina belt.
My first Sentai might have actually been the SP license. I don't remember which order I bought things in.
Yeah, and then I know I was like, okay, I'm not going to buy belts anymore. But then I was like, Deno belt.
I went through that phase.
Well, like, I was just like, it's not, it doesn't fit, and these belts are stupid. But then I went and bought Deno belt. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to buy Deno because I like actually like this. So I ended up buying a Deno belt. Then I just keep buying things. I can't help it. It's an addiction now.
I don't have any Deluxe Rider toys anymore because Forza is stupid, and I want more figures because I like figures. Nope. Sold a couple things, regret it, bought them back. Pulled a JP.
Pulled a JP.
What did you sell off and buy back?
Well, I sold the Deca Driver, which was actually a really good thing because I sold it for like. So I sold it in the K-Touch for like $150.
Yeah.
And I just got a Super Best Deca Driver on AmiAmi from their pre-order system for like $35. So.
I didn't even know you did that.
I know. You'd have found out in about a week. And then I was going to sell off my Kiva stuff.
And
I
what?
I sold the Kiva belt. For 80? 75 or 80. And then I decided that that was stupid. And so then I got an auction for the Kiva belt, the Daga hammer, and Tatsalot for about 50.
That's cool, new JP. You won that. You're telling me about that, I remember. Yeah.
And so
wow.
I sold Tatsalot.
I'm trying to figure out how I miss this when I'm here all the time.
I wasn't saying anything.
Right. How does he know?
It was one night when you weren't here. It makes it sound like we cheated on you. Like, it was one night. It just happened.
It was one time
we were just talking about Prison Break. We were like, revealed!
I don't know if I can trust you anymore.
So what happens on the days that you are not here?
Jeez, I feel betrayed.
I like how, wasn't it, unless I'm getting it wrong, it was like, you just sold your Kiva belt like around Morphicon, you told me.
Oh yeah, a little bit before Morphicon.
So does Laugh Track have an answer, or do you want to talk about more JP habits?
Sure.
So flattered.
Me?
Oh my
well,
god.
Well, I obviously, I don't really collect as much. But
he has no answer.
I don't really remember what my first like American Toku toy was because I did get quite a lot of the MMPR stuff when I was a little kid. The first one I remember getting is that big box set with all of the weapons, like the roleplay weapons.
The power cannon.
Yeah, I
got that early. That was fun.
But I mean, I remember, you know, I had all of the flip morphing action figures. I collected those lines up until around Zio, I think, and then I just
that's when the show went
quit.
Off the deep end.
they changed the suits. Everything went to hell.
As for like Japanese toku, I've been watching a lot longer than I've been collecting anything. I'm only kind of a relatively recent collector. So, I mean, for Rider, I think my first was the Oz belt, to be honest. Or if you want to get technical, my first was a masked figure, action figure back when they still sold those. But I think my first, like, Toku toy in general was Phone Braver 01, which
Neat.
Yeah,
I'm getting that one. I think
it's the black one.
Yeah.
But
I got the black one and the blue one.
That, and I got him before I even watched the series.
Me too.
So
you guys are like brothers.
I was kind of happy about how
I bought it because it was 500 yen.
So. Sentai, I've only collected a single Sentai toy, and that's my, Great Go Buster sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really collect that much, so I guess my answers aren't really as varied.
But you have answers.
I do have answers.
And we have questions.
No.
No.
Okay, so that is all, I guess. So, Twitter next week, make sure you send them to @TheRRPodcast, since that's our new little...
It's our new handle.
Our new little podcast-specific handle. And a couple good questions coming in. I've been looking at them for once in my life. Haven't wrote them down because who cares. but I looked at them anyway. you don't need to put the hashtag or anything in there, just... @TheRRPodcast.
If you want to put the hashtag in there for fun, you're like, oh my god, this is so much fun. Hashtag review!
Make sure you send it to @TheRRPodcast, not @RRPodcast, because @RRPodcast is some completely unrelated podcast.
What the hell? They can't do that.
I'm trying to remember what it was. It was really funny. I looked it up. Because last week I told everyone to go to @RRPodcast, and I realized I couldn't get it, so I had to redub it.
It'd be hilarious if, they're getting questions, all of a sudden. What's your favorite Sentai team-up? The hell?
Our podcast belongs to Rabble Rouser Radio. A do-it-yourself podcast and blog featuring our counterculture and a relevant dissection of the world, news, and popular culture. It kind of sounds like us.
Do it yourself.
These guys got two followers. What do you want to bet that the two followers, mistakenly followed them because they thought they were you?
One, I'd imagine, is the host, Sean Wonder, and the other one is a spam bot.
A spam bot? Those poor people.
We got 7 tweets.
And they took our handle.
And you make me feel like a natural woman.
Stupid whores. One of their last tweet was October 20th of last year. That was just @. Just the @ symbol.
These are the people that are scooping us. We've been scooped! Remember those days?
Why would you
need... I'm almost tempted to look at their site and see what they're about.
Why would you name it our podcast when it's called Rabble Rouser Radio?
There's oh, no wait. Their site there. Doesn't exist. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I can't find the server. Fucker, can I, take down Twitter? Go to Twitter and, no, this is our handle. Fucker, here's the look. We got the fucking album art.
We... Whoa. Kevin, this is our town. I'm gonna button mash you until you go away.
Oh.
I feel sexy.
I'm gonna look at my iPhone wallpaper and smile.
What is it?
Jay.
Oh, okay.
Staring
Mr.
at the
Jay?
Can
this is my wallpaper.
Yes it is, Jay. Yes it is. So, now it's time for...
Sexy time.
Okay.
Sexy time. This is a segment where we get undressed and start moaning. It's pretty uncomfortable. I'd leave now.
Now it's time for... Final Things!
The short sexy time.
I have a thingy in
the top. Final Thingies is the segment in which we don't say anything because we just did Final Thingies before Final Thingies.
Again?
Every week?
What?
Confirmed! We always say our final wrap-up things, here's our new handle, and this and that, and then we say final thingies, and then we just say random shit until the funniest thing pops out.
Yeah, that's true.
Like a baby. Ah, Lord. Alright, Brian, let's do this.
Hello and welcome to.
I hate you.
Hello and welcome to.
Hello and welcome to RRR Season 3, Episode 20.
Ryan's a fucker.
That's next week's title.
That sounded like you were trying to go like sensual with it instead of robotic. Why, hello and welcome to RRR Season 3.
Why, hello. And welcome to RRR.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Yes.
That's going to make for some fun bloopers.
Being recorded.
Benton. Go-Go.
It's not a commercial. I don't remember what. It was a makeup company. I don't remember what it was for, but they kept saying mega lashes. I'm like, they're making it more exciting. This makes me want to buy this makeup. It says mega.
Ultimate makeup?
No, ultimate doesn't work, just mega.
Okay.
God.
Yes?
Stop deep throating the mic, please.
Oh, God.
But it's fun.
Not for us. Lord. Ready?
Nope.
Ready?
Yeah.
I've been ready. Where were you?
You wouldn't shut up.
You've been shut up? Brilliant.
Well, excuse me.
Princess.